Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Two, three, four.
Taryn watches live feeds all day long. Brent's always there to say when he's wrong. They've got the feud that just won't quit. And Melissa's the one who has to deal with their sh**. They're the LSD. They don't do it for free. While you're living your life, they're watching TV. They're the LSD. They do it for you. Watching, and soon you'll be watching them too.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the Big Brother 21 Roundtable Podcast. This is the podcast where we break down everything from the feeds. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Brent. How are you doing, Brent?
I thought you might come to me first today, considering our favorite kitty Melissa is having her own internet technical problems tonight, but we will move past that and hopefully have a great roundtable tonight, Taryn.
Yes, we will do. We apologize. A bit late. It was definitely all Melissa's fault.
All my fault.
Melissa is also with me today. How are you doing, Melissa?
I'm so sorry. There's been a wide array of issues as to why we couldn't start on time, but hopefully I've got it a little bit sorted and we can hopefully do the whole roundtable without a hitch.
Yes, I think there's also issues potentially with the link, so I apologize for anybody who was trying to join us live, but we're going to do what we're going to do. Maybe you guys can help tweet out the link if there's a proper link, maybe. But we are live on YouTube, and you can join us in the chat if you're able to find us. And if you're listening to us after the fact, then I apologize for all the talk about the live show. But we're here to talk about everything that's been happening this week in Big Brother 21. Speaking for myself, I've enjoyed the week. I've found it to be pretty exciting. Lots of tense, sort of close back and forth campaigning that could be happening here. The house is very fluid right now. There are a lot of different ways that this game can go, and so I'm very excited about all of that. Are you with me, Brent? Or because I know there's a lot of disappointment that that the Christie thing failed, but I'm still feeling kind of positive overall.
Well, I am not down on the season, and I have enjoyed elements of this week. However, I do have a case of America's Choice blue balls. Like, the producers know how to really screw us over. They just don't know how to do freaking twists. Big Brother Canada, baby, they know how to do twists sometimes. But, like, oh my God, if you wanted to give America what we wanted, just give us America's HOH. What the hell is this field trip? Like, we got what we wanted. Everybody wanted Christie up on the block. Everybody and their mother wanted Christie up on the block. My mother is a casual. She wanted Christie up on the block, okay? And Christie is not on the block anymore. And why is that? Because Tommy's allowed to use the veto on her, which is totally sucking. She already had a chance to win safety. And then she gets another chance to win safety. Like, you guys suck at these twists. I'm really pissed that Christie's off the block. But whatever. I guess she's, you know, look, she's playing. So I can already hear Melissa now. That she's trying her hardest, but it really, really sucks that she has like a best friend in the house who like is guaranteed 100% to use the veto on her because they were childhood friends. And then he came back into her life later on and knew her for 7 years while his aunt dated her. Like, there might've been an opening for Nicole to get, you know, somebody else up on the block or for Tommy not to use the veto on Christy if they didn't know each other, but they know each other. And so, like, I am really annoyed about that. So that's kind of where I'm at today. And I'm really worried that Jessica, after I had so much faith in you last week, is going to screw over any possible hopes of this season getting back on track. It's literally like I'm depending on Jackson to win HOH at this point. That's where we're at here.
Melissa, are you feeling the same way?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I feel like I'm kind of glad that Christy's not being taken out in that way. I kind of want to see her be taken out just as a normal game week. I don't know. I just feel like it's kind of one of those like, oh, and then America steps in and puts you on the block kind of thing.
But we didn't. She had a chance to save herself. She was
from a stupid competition.
Goddamn fish. She was.
Oh, no, she couldn't do the little egg competition. Well, oh, man. Like, I just feel like it's like, I don't know. It's the twist thing I already don't like, but you know, I liked the satisfaction of Jackson being like, we're not the favorites. Like, I always like when the house guests kind of get a taste of what we're thinking, especially if they think they're the good people when really we think they're the bad people. And so it's kind of fun to see them get that reality check. But I just feel like I don't know if I would have really wanted it to end that way. I was excited that Christy was on the block. I was like, yeah, let's do this. But then, you know, the more I thought about it, the more I was like, I don't really want to see her get taken out by like this, what is it? Deus Ex Machina or whatever. Like, I just feel like I'd prefer it to be an actual part of the game than she gets, you know, her comeuppance or whatever. At the same time, I'm not super satisfied this week, no matter what, because I don't want to see Kat or Cliff go home. So I just feel like I'm in a lose-lose situation right now.
Yeah, I think that I feel like if this twist were like, oh, you're not even allowed to compete in the veto, you can't be taken off the block. Like, I feel like that would be kind of unfair. I think that people wouldn't like it if that happened to somebody other than Christy.
She can save herself in the veto competition. Go up and win the veto. That's all you got to do. If you want to save yourself, just like Big Brother Canada,
That's such a weird rule, though.
Sorry. That's what happens.
It's very specific to this specific scenario.
Like I said, they gave us this twist to give us what we wanted, and now we're not getting what we wanted. So why did you give us the freaking twist in the first place?
Brent, you're misunderstanding the purpose of twists. The purpose of twists is to justify the job of the person who it is to create twists.
Yes, Brent's like, yeah.
If only that was really it, then I could actually be like, okay, well, at least I know.
I have reason to believe there's some truth to that, to be frank.
I just feel like also, though, like I do feel like we did get something out of it, because you do get them realizing that they were voted there for a reason and getting that whole storyline.
Yeah, Jackson.
We're not the favorites.
But Sis is on another planet, and Christy, now that she's off the block, is like, oh, well, America hates me. Oh, like, who cares? Like, I'm back to myself. I'm like, the universe manifested Tommy winning the veto, and I'm totally fine now. And by the way, totally in control of the game. Like, totally in control of the game. Like, that's where this season is headed. Tommy and Christy, final two. Mark it down. You can shut off your feeds now. I'm totally Nick right now.
Oh, boy.
I feel like this is hypocritical to say, but if someone like Sis was on the block, I'd be like, no, let's get her out. I don't care. I just honestly, it makes me, I don't want to see, and for everybody saying, go, Melissa loves Christy now, whatever, Melissa loves Christy. That's not what this is. This is literally that I think that Christy's at least playing, and it would be a shame to have Christy or Tommy or Kat or Cliff or whoever or Jackson go out before Sis. Like, Sis hasn't done a single thing this whole game. And not only that, it's not that she just doesn't know what to do or how to do. She doesn't care. She doesn't want to do it. She says she doesn't want to play. She doesn't want to talk game. Like, get her out. I'm upset because she's not the next person out the door.
Yeah, I feel like you can accomplish something similar to what happened this week with just like in America's favorite or America's punishment, and just give them straight punishments. Don't bother with putting people on the block. Don't bother messing with the game. It was unnecessary in the first place. Things were going in a pretty good direction anyway. And I feel like this only had potential to really like screw things up, really. You know, even if Christie goes here, that just helps a steamroll from a different part of the house, right? So, you know, I just feel like...
I don't agree with that.
Really? You think this is less steamrolly than Christie going and Holly and Kat and Jackson just running the house?
My opinion on it is that if Christie ended up going this week, that if Holly and Jackson won, that Nick would have been the primary target because he has been absolutely terrible for most of the week, at least as far as they're concerned, not hanging out with them, obviously being with the other side, and they are pissed at him. So I do feel like that something like even Holly was like, who might you nominate? And she was like, Nick and Nicole, maybe. I don't know. So I don't feel like that it would have been a steamroll from their point of view. I do feel like it would have been more balanced because you would have Sis and Tommy and Nick on one side and Holly and Jackson and Kat on another with Nicole and Cliff in the middle. That's kind of how. Did I forget anybody?
Well, sorry, but Jackson and Tommy were reconnecting there. I feel like you're right. They would have gone after Nick because they have a relationship with Tommy. Once Nick is gone, Tommy has nowhere else to turn but Jackson and Holly. Kat has Jess and Cliff and Nicole under control. I feel like they run the whole show at that point.
Yeah, I don't know if they're actually like taking a shot against Christie and defying Tommy on his HOH and they have Victor. I don't feel like that Jackson and Tommy are buddy-buddy anymore. I really don't think that they trust each other.
I mean, so. I agree, but I don't know where else he goes.
Well, I feel like he goes to Nicole and Cliff, who keeps his word, as we like to point out, and has Sis there and Nick and forms a little threesome, foursome, fivesome, and you know, takes a shot at the big bad three. So I don't know that that's a worse universe. In fact, I feel like the universe that we're headed toward is really worse because now, well, we can talk about it in State of the House, but I don't like where the State of the House is right now.
I have a lot of hopes for the
okay,
State of the House.
Okay, well, you can
right
you
now.
Can pep me up then. I don't mean to be a downer. I'm an upper, not a downer.
Oh, it doesn't seem that way, Brent.
I mean, there are elements that, okay, here, I'll tell you what, let me quickly talk about the positives because I don't want to be a downer. Okay. Cliff is giving me everything. I like his campaign. Kat, even though she's failing terrible at campaigning, she's still making me laugh. I'm enjoying Jackson and Holly much more than I ever have before. Tommy's not annoying me as much as he has. Christie, I can at least look. Melissa, I do identify with you in that Christie, even though she annoys the shit out of me and she's hypocritical as hell, she's playing a ballsy game and she is out in front and she is like nobody's. She doesn't have a shield in front of her. She is the shield for everybody else. If people would go after Christie before they go after anybody else. And I really take solace in the fact that she's playing such an alpha game where like basically Tommy is the beta to her alpha. So there's that. Sis is annoying the shit out of me. And Jessica with her, you know, licking Christie's taint every other minute is really annoying the shit out of me, too. So there you go. Yeah.
All right. Well, I will tell you, I will say this. I think that you definitely don't like Tommy a lot and you are definitely a lot higher on Holly. I feel like what's happened here with the Christie situation is that the twist nearly helped save Holly and let her be in the prime position. And instead it's Tommy. And so I can see why that might be upsetting for you.
I don't dislike Tommy. I'm trying to like him and I'm finding it harder, although the diary rooms that he had like on Sunday when Christie was in danger were far more entertaining for me because he was not showy Tommy. He wasn't an act. It was like, oh my God, like my ally is really in danger. I need to figure out a way to save her. What am I going to do now? Do I go with the original plan? Do I do something else? What am I going to do? I liked that. So yeah, more of that, please.
Yes. Melissa, where do you stand on this?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Brent. Partially. I mean, I agree with him, especially about the Christie stuff. I just feel like, you know, yeah, I understand that she's done a lot of things that people aren't, you know, super pleased with. And also, you know, she's hypocritical and she does the whole manifest thing and all that, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, it's like, I like that she's playing. And I feel like I think I would feel differently if it were a Paul situation and everyone was like worshiping Christie and like one of her followers and everyone was just walking behind her. Like I would be hating on her to no end, but I like the idea that she's in trouble and that people know and people are on to her and they want to get her out. And she has some sort of, you know, I always go for the adversity. You know, I said this about Tyler, too, when it was like he didn't have any adversity. I wasn't like a huge Tyler super fan. But, you know, when somebody has adversity and they're able to continue on, I think that's impressive. And or at least it's something I want to see. And so that's why I'm interested in the Christie storyline, not necessarily interested in like, oh, Christie, I'm rooting for her, blah, blah, blah. But I am interested to see where she goes from here. And it does seem like she is able to, you know, get herself out of tight spots or have other people get her out of tight spots. And I think it's interesting. In regards to Tommy, I'm not the hugest Tommy fan, but only because I'm not the hugest Tommy fan when he does that, like, fake, like, oh my God, I love you so much. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love this. I love that. Like, that stuff is very irritating. But, you know, as a game player, I can appreciate the game moves that he's making and the fact that he's so dominant. And, you know, I can appreciate that. I just wish he wasn't so like, oh, I love you so much. I love you so much. It's like, just own it. Like, if you don't like this person, like, don't tell them you love them so much and then put them on the block. Just like, tell him you're putting him on the block. I don't know. But that's kind of the way he plays. So
he's just obsessed with them all.
He's just obsessed, and that's obsessed.
All right, so let's do a quick recap of the week. Obviously, the last time we spoke, it was Jack and Jackson on the block. Jess and Pat were really in a strange spot because they were sort of really pushing Nick away from them, not really giving him much information, stonewalling him. So Nick was really getting more firmly on the side of Tommy and Christy as the week progressed after we spoke last week. Cliff really dragged out the decision to take or reject Jack's deal. That's going to come back to bite him a little bit when it comes to Sis's anger after the eviction. Tommy is also going to reconnect with Jackson and Holly by the end of the week. He's going to make a deal with Jackson that that Jackson plans on honoring, that they're not going to put each other on the block. Ultimately, we see Jack evicted by a vote of 6-2. Tommy ends up going along with the majority. Tommy is then going to win HOH. His target is going to be Kat. But he'd also be fine with Cliff leaving, whichever one. They're both dangerous. Sis and Christy are very anti-Cliff because he didn't take the deal. Sis is very annoyed about that. Sis is going to really be pitching hard that Cliff needs to go, and Christy is on board. Tommy does manage to convince them that Kat is probably the bigger threat, but again, it's up in the air. He could go either way. Nick is going to tell Nicole that he thinks Kat and Cliff are going to go up on the block. Nicole tells Kat about it, and then Kat freaks out and approaches Christy and Tommy about it, making sure to sell Nicole down the river. Like, hey, Nicole told me that I'm going on the block. What's up with this? Christy and Tommy deny that that's true, and Tommy is going to then use that to drive a wedge between Nicole and Kat by exposing the fact that Nicole told this, or that Kat told him that Nicole told her, and this is a big moment that that was missed in the episodes, because it is something that Nicole is going to continually refer back to when it comes to her decision for her vote this week, Melissa.
Yeah. Sorry, I got distracted by chat.
Okay. I called you out. Are you paying attention, Melissa? What did I
like
just say?
Teacher.
Yeah.
It's like, can you repeat back the question that I just asked?
Yes. Pop quiz, Melissa. What happened with Nicole and Kat?
Well, Melissa, the thing with that I have a problem with, and I mean, it's not a problem with, it's just I wish that she would like not be so enamored with this information. Nicole, I'm talking about the fact that Kat's, you know, quote unquote, sold her out a little bit. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal, I feel like. And number two, I feel like she's sort of losing the forest for the trees here. Like, yeah, that's true. But like, you're missing the bigger picture in who you should trust in this game and who you should not. But I don't know.
Maybe. I'm not sure I agree with that at all. I think this is very indicative of where Kat actually stands with Nicole, or where Nicole actually stands with Kat. That's one of the reasons why I was really counting Nicole out, is because if things were continuing the way that they were, she had way too much faith in Kat as somebody that she thought was an ally. And this is something that Kat has done a lot. She was one of the prime reasons why Nicole almost went on the block instead of Kat as the target next to Sam that week that Holly was HOH. Kat has continually talked to Holly, even as recent as this week, about how she doesn't think Nicole is particularly trustworthy. And so now Nicole is a little bit aware of that, which is very important, I think, for Nicole's game.
Yeah, you're probably right. And I realize that she's been undermining Nicole at various turns. And I also realize that Nicole is not in her, you know, immediate top three, top four. But I don't feel like she was coming after Nicole anytime soon. I mean, obviously, I think that Cliff's Angels had some legs, and also that the only reason she sort of sold Nicole out was because Tommy's HOH. And she was like, ugh. And I feel like she sold Nick out more than she did Nicole. In going straight to Tommy with that, like, Nicole told me that Nick said blah, so really Nick is the person you're selling out. But anyway,
I think that was her intention, but she really, like, it was in her conversation with Tommy too, where she said, Nick said that I was going on the block next to Cliff, and Tommy said, that's not true at all. They pretty much had the conversation ended. Kat didn't need to bring up Nicole at all, but she made sure to say, and it was Nicole that told me, like, she really wanted to make sure that she threw Nicole's name out there. And it's been something that she's been doing all season long. There's something with Nicole that she just doesn't. I think she was trying to point out that, like, hey, Nicole and Nick, they have this relationship. Like, she was trying to say that's a dangerous pair. That's part of what she's been saying to Holly as well. But obviously that's not going to be very effective with Christy and Tommy, and he is then going to use that information to try and drive a wedge between these people. So that's obviously a big thing there. Christy, Sis, and Jackson are going to be sent on the field trip. Jackson wins safety. Sis gets a chicken costume, and Christy becomes the third nominee. We saw this on the episode. Christy is going to choose Nick to play in the veto. Cliff is going to choose Jackson, but ultimately Tommy is going to win it. We've talked through, you know, the events of the veto a couple of times now. I'm sure we're going to see it on the episode a couple of days as well, so we won't go into too much detail there. Suffice to say that Cliff re-injured himself again.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
I'm like so sad about that. I'm interested to see what actually happens, because I feel like I've heard different retells of like Cliff's injuries, or like what Kat did or what didn't do, whatever. And so I'm very excited to see it on the episode, but I'm very, very sad that Cliff injured himself.
Yeah, and I don't agree with Bobby on the morning show earlier today, where he was talking about how he thinks this is a good idea or a good thing for Cliff, that his injuries have been exacerbated. Like, he was already injured enough. He's the old man in the house. I feel like that particular ship can only take you so far. Like, Cliff needs to be able to physically do something. Like, it's one thing to like not have the use of your arm, like in, you know, Blood versus Water with Tyson. It's another thing completely to not be able to walk. Yeah. So I feel like that's where we're at with Cliff. And Cliff, like, remember in the beginning of the season, Cliff was like totally up there fighting for that balance obstacle, the balance HOH, like the first week of the season when they were in pairs, and he was up there. Like, I think he lasted until like the final five or something. So Cliff can, anyone, the battle back HOH. Cliff can win physical challenges. He's not like my dad at 54. I feel like he's a little bit fitter than that, but like, obviously his age is showing in the house. And so I'm a little annoyed that he got injured and then re-injured, and now here we are where we are. So I feel like it is injury.
Yeah, I feel like injuries are best for people who are like young, fit guys like Jackson or whatever. Like, yeah, that injury, it's like, okay, good. Like, he's not as big of a physical threat as you would have initially anticipated. But with Cliff, it's like one of the biggest assets for Cliff was the fact that he was able to compete in these things, and he was able to do physical challenges and mental challenges. And it was just like, he even had the option to win these things, when normally the old person or whatever doesn't have any ability. Like, there's no chance they're going to win these competitions. So now it's kind of like, what's he going to do now when it gets down to the wire and he needs to win something? Will he be able to do it?
Yeah, I'm really hoping he can heal fast, Taryn, because he needs to be able to compete. Bobby, like, I don't mean to pick on Bobby, but he was saying it on the show.
Bobby.
That he really thinks
Bobby,
it's
Bobby guy. Bobby, what's his deal?
Bobby the updater from the morning show. I love Bobby, but I just don't particularly agree with him on this point, that Cliff getting injured was in any way good for his game. It's not, because like, they already trusted Cliff for his word, quote unquote. So like, he has that card to play. He doesn't need this as well. Again, he was already viewed as the old guy. I really feel like he's going to this. Here's the thing. This invoice is going to come due soon because Cliff's going to need to win an HOH. And if there's any physicality involved, he's not going to be able to. And he's one of the few people that I do feel like would put up Tommy and Christy if he won HOH. And like I said, at this point, I'm basically depending on Jackson.
Yes. So, Cliff did tell Nick today that he is healing and he is feeling a bit better now, and that he is still kind of playing things up a little more. So it does seem like he is recovering nicely, that he might, but that might also be him playing up how much he's recovering because he wants to be seen as an asset. So, you know, can't really take anything he says at complete face value, but we'll see. We'll see how that goes. So Cliff is injured in the veto competition and Tommy is going to win the veto. Tommy obviously is going to take Christy down from the block with the veto. And then he's going to discuss with Christy, Sis, and Nick, basically, who do they want to target? You know, Tommy was thinking Kat initially, but he, you know, Kat promised him that she won't put him on the block. So, you know, that's fine. That's nice. You know, maybe we'll get Cliff to promise the same thing. Ultimately, he doesn't really care too much either way. Sis and Christy also pretty torn. Nick was mad at Cliff for choosing Jackson to play in the veto. So he was a little bit torn as well. But ultimately, the deciding factors come down to two things. One is that Kat is claiming to target Jackson, but they don't believe her. They know that she's too close to Jackson and Holly. The second thing is that they know Cliff is good to his word. This is the thing that pops up more than anything else, that they know that if they get a promise from Cliff that he will stick to it regardless of anything else that happens. And so if they make a deal with him, they're good. And that's what decides it. They are keeping Cliff. They just need to formalize some kind of deal to make sure that he stays true to it.
Okay.
So
can we stop right there? I'll just say this. I hope you're with me on this, Melissa, but if Cliff goes out of this house still being, quote, good to his word, I'm going to be really freaking disappointed. Like, okay, you've got that card to play, so play it. Like, you're literally getting down to the wire here. There's 9 house guests left. An HOH is coming, and obviously there's a double eviction somewhere on the horizon, I would think. So, if Cliff won the HOH, I would hope that he'd be willing to go back on these deals, but maybe he's not. I don't know.
I am fully convinced he would. I think there's no chance he doesn't go back on his word if given the opportunity.
He's given safety to too many people. Like if at the end of this week they want a deal from him, he's giving safety to, you know, Christy and Tommy and Sis and whoever the hell else, and like, well, who are you going to put up then? So yeah.
Right. I mean, like, obviously, when presented with the opportunity of, hey, we'll vote to keep you if you promise us this, yeah, these things, he's obviously going to say, yes, I promise those things. But I do not believe that he is willing to turn his back on Jess. He likes Jess a lot. He has a lot of respect for her. And I think that he is very aware that himself and Nicole would be in a bad position with the deal that's being made with him. And he would not want to go to the six with those people. He does not trust Nick that much. So I very much do not believe that Cliff plans on sticking with this deal. But to explain the deal here, Nick is going to be pitching a final six of himself, Tommy, Christy, Sis, Nicole, and Cliff. That Nick wants this to be the final six. This is his baby. He wants to put it out into the world. And he's slowly getting people on board with this. Christy and Sis really starting to come along with this idea that, you know, they can trust Cliff's word. So they can use Cliff up until the final six and then take him out. So that would be great for them. Nick is going to pitch it to Nicole. Nicole is a little bit skeptical because she doesn't really trust Nick, but she wants to keep Cliff so that she's fine with it. And he's going to pitch it to Cliff, who's like, Yeah, in a heartbeat. Absolutely. Yeah, definitely willing to do that if you're saying you're going to keep me. So, you know, of course, Cliff is going to say yes to this. So everybody is on board with this six deal now, except for Tommy, who recently was, you know, basically made aware of this whole plan. Tommy clearly does not like the plan. Tommy liked it when Cliff came to Tommy and offered Tommy safety. Tommy does not like that Christy and Sis are getting safety deals out of this. He also doesn't want Cliff to be in the group. He wants it to be Holly. So Tommy still wants to keep Cliff around. He needs Kat out, but he is not super into this whole idea of a six. So we'll see where that goes and how the relationship between Jackson, Holly, and Tommy continues as Tommy takes out Kat and then potentially is on board with taking out Jackson as well. So that's one thing there, is that Kat's campaign this week is that she's trying to convince people that she's targeting Jackson, that Jackson is still her target. And, you know, hey, it's the only reason I didn't take him out last time is because nobody came to me soon enough. And I was trying to support Jess and my vote didn't matter. And I'm still going after Jackson. Jackson's still my main target. And he understands. And when Christy asks Kat, well, what are you going to tell Jackson and Holly? So Kat's like, they know that I'm going for them. That's, they know that. That's, it's kind of a known thing. So, it's not working. Nobody believes this. I tweeted this out a little bit earlier today that Sis just earlier today was in the HOH room and she said, you know, I have a theory. My theory is that Kat claims she's targeting Jackson, but really she doesn't intend to actually target him. And it really is the case that, like, if Sis has you clocked here, you really need to drop this line of this whole idea. Like, this was a very effective ploy from them for a long time because it was a preposterous situation that Kat and Holly knew each other going in and then slept with the same guy and worked as a trio from that point forward. No, it's so absurd that it's impossible to believe. And so it was very easy to believe that Kat would be going after Jackson, but not anymore. She had the opportunity to take the shot, yeah. And it was revealed that Kat knows Holly. And so you can't keep doing this. It's very clear at this point that they keep bringing it up. They definitely don't believe it. Right before this roundtable started, Nick was questioning Kat about it. He was like, I don't believe you. I'm sorry. I just don't believe you. And Kat was like, it's true, though. It's true. They need to come up with some kind of other story. They need to admit something here, Melissa, because this is just not working.
Yeah, it doesn't make it makes no sense. I don't know why they're sticking to it. Like, I mean, it made a lot of sense in the beginning, but then the second it's revealed that they know each other, then it already is like, okay, now I don't really believe this story. And then, like, top it off with the fact that she had the chance to get rid of her quote unquote biggest target and instead decided not to do it. And not even to, like, if she really is that big of, like, personal enemies with him, which she tries to, like, tell everyone she is, she would have at least, even if she knew he wasn't going home, she would have at least voted against him. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense. And the fact that, like, they're still pushing it, even though they know that people are kind of doubting it, or at least they're questioning it, is, I don't understand it. They need to just figure something else out because it's not working.
Yeah. What Nick said to her was, you mean to tell me that the two people you spend all of your time with, that you did not vote to evict last week, you're telling me that you're gonna target the two people, your two best friends in the house that you spend all of your time with, to protect all of the people you don't hang out with? Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, Nick and Sis are all over this. Nick and Sis are all over this. You know it has failed. You need to move on.
Well, I feel like part of the problem is that Holly and Jackson have been playing from behind all week long. Like, as you were correctly pointed out, Taryn, like, Tommy was about to tell Jackson his plan that he's going to target Kat, and they were not aware of this previously. And then, of course, Sis comes out with the, who wants to see my costume? And then, like, that plan never gets revealed. So Holly and Jackson are under the assumption that Cliff is the target. They've been behind all week long. And that's why I feel like they are spinning their wheels a little bit, because they've only been recently made aware in the past 24 hours that Kat may really be in trouble here. And now they're like, well, what are we going to do? And of course, Kat's got her own game plan. Holly and Jackson are not even necessarily working alongside that game plan. She thinks she has Jessica, but Jessica's throwing her under the bus and totally devaluing whatever strategy that Kat's using to try to stay. I feel like that the better option would be to cut bait here. Say, you know what? I kept Jackson because he was going after you, Christy. And last week we were against each other because of blah, 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 blah. But now I'm with you. And you know who I'm really pissed at? I'm pissed at Nick. So I would put Nick on the block. I would go after Nick 100% and I would use Jackson as a pawn like that. I feel like that is easier than what she's trying to sell right now. But she doesn't even realize that her current game plan is not working.
Yes, and that was basically Cliff's strategy in campaigning. He went to Tommy. He admitted that he was gunning for Tommy last week. He implied that there were lots of others that were on board with me as well, which really insulates him from if Holly or somebody tried to be like, hey, Cliff was coming for you, Tommy. It kind of sells them out as one of the co-conspirators. And he also said, you know, my word is good. I could have betrayed my word when I made the deal with Christy. I didn't. If I had, you or Christy would have gone home. That would have been bad for you. So you know that I'm good to my word and I'm willing to make whatever deal you want, Tommy. That was music to Tommy's ears. It's music to everyone's ears. This definitely coming into play in Cliff's benefit this week. One of the main factors that he is able to use to keep himself safe campaigning against Kat here. So we have this final six deal being pitched by Nick. It's again himself, Tommy, Christy, Sis, Nicole, and Cliff. Nicole already wants to keep Cliff. She has now told Cliff that he has her vote. She has been ambiguous with Kat. One of the main things she cites as to why she wants to keep Cliff is, at least he can keep his mouth shut. At least he didn't rat me out at the start of this week. I feel like I can trust him a lot more there. I see Humberto in the chat, very upset that he was very much in the wrong about Cliff's move a few weeks ago. Yes, we have a little, seriously, every time they mention it, I just like a little bit of light shines on me and like music plays. And I'm just like, oh, man. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Tommy and Christy have also been working on Jess all week long, for hours at a time. And they actually have her a bit here, turned against Kat. They've convinced her that Holly and Jackson are bad, that they are good, and that, that Kat is dangerous because Kat is too close to Holly and Jackson. And so maybe it wouldn't be the worst thing for Kat to go. Jess is pretty much on board with that. Jess is not going to vote against Kat, but she kind of feels like, I wouldn't mind seeing Kat go. I kind of actually want to see her go, but I'm not going to vote against her. That was the conversation she had with Nicole earlier today.
I'm a little surprised by that.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like Kat and Jess were like a good team.
I think like we've said on this podcast, I feel like Taryn said on the podcast that Jessica's never going to turn against Kat. I mean, like they're like, come on, like they're working together. That's obviously she.
I said that in the group, I said that Jessica would choose Kat over Nicole and Cliff when it came down to that group. But with Christy still in play, I think this is the game changer here. Christy has been working on Jess a lot, and Jess is now pitching to Nicole and Cliff that, hey, we should go work with Tommy and Christy. Jess has always had some loyalty to Christy and she's really just being left out wide out in the open. Nobody's really working too hard on Jess except for Christy, who is talking to her for hours and hours at a time.
It just seems so strange to me, though, because Jess was completely alone and no one like wanted to work with her. And Kat was the only one who was like nice to her and working with her and anything. And then now all of a sudden it's just like, oh yeah, whatever. Like she can come or go. I don't really care. And it's kind of surprising because I mean, if I were Jess, I'd feel like total loyalty to Kat since Kat was the only one who wanted to work with me. I mean, maybe it's probably not in her best interest to feel total loyalty to her, but like you would think that there'd be some sort of connection since they're friends and they work together. But
by the way, I will say this, though, that not to be the bearer of bad news, but since Jessica is totally disappointing us right now, actually, I see a scenario where if Jessica or if Christy had remained on the block this week, that they actually might have had the votes to keep her. Like, I don't feel like Jessica was a done deal in evicting Christy. So that would have been even more disappointing had that happened. So maybe it's better that she's off the block.
No. Yeah. Well, Jessica cites that while she's always had a personal connection to Kat, she's never really felt like in the loop about Kat's strategy, that she's always felt that Kat was a little bit more in the direction of Holly. And that is very true, actually.
Yep.
I didn't realize that she had been aware of that. And I don't know if she had been aware of that or if she was made aware of it this week through talking to Christy. But she definitely has also clocked what Kat is up to. Kat's game just completely crumbling around her at this point. So Holly and Jackson, as we mentioned, they are now starting to campaign for Kat, but it's a little bit too late at this point. And it's actually sketching the Christy and Tommy side out even more that, well, why are they campaigning for somebody who's claiming to be targeting them? That's weird. They know each other. It's got to be that they know each other. And they had been and still are a bit purposely lying low this week. They have been they've talked about it. They've been isolating themselves and they've been lying low. That's been their intentional strategy this week because they feel like they're in a good spot between Tommy and the outsiders, Cliff's Angels. They feel like between the two of them, they're not sure which way they want to go. And when Christy was on the block, they felt like, okay, that's fine. They eventually came to the decision that we'll vote Christy out. However, once Christy came off the block, like, oh crap, well, Cliff's gonna go, Kat's gonna stay. We probably have to go work with Tommy and Christy, but we don't really want to. But we might have to, so we don't really want to socialize too much with Cliff's Angels, but we also don't want to, because we don't want to get caught socializing with them if we have to work with Tommy and Christy, but they also don't like Tommy and Christy that much, so they've been, and they don't want to get caught from Cliff's Angels talking to Tommy and Christy and get outed, so they've been kind of taking a step back, playing a little scared, playing a little like, we don't want to get caught talking to either side, we want to keep our options open for the upcoming HOH, but obviously they are incorrect that Cliff is going to be leaving. It's actually Kat is the target here, and if they lose Kat, that puts them in an even worse spot because those two sides are now talking to each other with Nick as the bridge in between, and so that's where Holly and Jackson are.
Yeah.
So people are also talking about the fact that Holly and Jackson are not socializing with them.
Yes.
So that's already not looking good. And then couple that with the fact that they're being left out of a lot of strategic conversations, which is always, well, which is never a good thing.
Mm-hmm. You're having too much sex. Oh my God. I can't believe I said that, but they are. You can have too much sex, especially in the Big Brother house.
I guess so. I guess that's how it works. All right. So that's about where we are at here. It's looking like the vote count is probably something like 4-3 in favor of Kat going home. It is possible that Jess does end up flipping her vote to make it 5-2, or Jackson and Holly might realize it's a lost cause and flip their votes, and then Jess gives a pity vote or something along those lines. But the point is here that right now it does look like Kat will be going home, but there's a lot of room to play here. Again, Tommy isn't a huge fan of this six deal, and you know, overall the vote is very tight and there are a lot of things that can change by the end of the week, so I would definitely not count this one as a done deal by any means. So let's talk about the state of the house, because it's pretty interesting in my opinion. We have three sides, essentially. We've, ever since day 44, the big blow up, we've had three sides of the house. The three sides are, I now call them Team Manifest, with Tommy, Christy, Sis, and Nick. Now, after day 44, it was Jack instead of Nick. And then you have Cliff's Angels, which is Cliff, Nicole, Kat, and Jess, which at the time of the blow up included Nick. And then you have Team They Know Each Other, and that's Holly, Kat, and Jackson. And so what happened after the blow up is Cliff's Angels and They Know Each Other teamed up to fight Team Manifest because they had the numbers with Jack. They took Jack out of the game, And what happened with Cliffs Angels, who really had the numbers at that point, and could have run the game. The problem was that they were riddled with double agents. So Kat was secretly more loyal to Team They Know Each Other, and Nick was secretly more loyal to, or at least at the very least, pushed over to Team Manifest. And so Nick ends up replacing Jack. That's why he's currently in Team Manifest. And now what's happening is that Tommy won HOH. He recognized that Kat is the bridge that connects Cliff's Angels and They Know Each Other. And so he is taking out that bridge. He is demolishing the bridge. He is separating those two groups. And now Nick is becoming a bridge between Team Manifest and Cliff's Angels. And so so now Nick is essentially in Kat's spot from last week. He is the bridge in between those two groups. And I gotta say, he is right now doing a better job of it, actively working to bring the two groups together and keep them together. He's been succeeding at that, not necessarily to his own benefit, but he has been succeeding at it. So Team Manifest, it's Tommy, Christy, Sis, and Nick. They're pretty tight four at this point. They are in power. And one important thing to note about this group is that every single member of this alliance is most loyal to Tommy. Tommy is in complete control of this group. Christy, Sis, and Nick all want to take Tommy to the final two. They are all most loyal to Tommy over the rest of them.
They recognize that? I'm sorry to stop you, but like, they saw last season where everybody was loyal to Tyler, the guy who would never touch the block, the guy that everybody loves in the house. Like, don't they recognize that? Mm-hmm. It's infuriating to me how people walk into the Big Brother house and they're just like, I'm totally fine. They're my friends. I just want to play a nice social game and keep the people that I like, not recognizing that the guy that you like, that you really enjoy, is also good with everybody. Like the same thing that he's accusing Kat of, the fact that she has good working relationships with everybody in the house, is also true of himself. And nobody seems to recognize that, or at least they've forgotten about it. The only reason that we might get Tommy up on the block is by virtue of the fact that Christy is playing such a big game right now. Jackson might win HOH and nominate her. And he, in order to keep her on the block, he might also have to put up Tommy. But it's not because of Tommy's social game. It's really annoying the shit out of me right now.
It makes sense for Christy. Like, I get that. They have the outside relationship. Like, of course, Christy's going to feel like she can trust Tommy for sure. But Sis, like, I guess I can kind of excuse it because she's like no idea what she's doing and like whatever, she's Sis. But then like Nick, I don't get it at all. Like, Tommy has given Nick like nothing. I feel like he hasn't given him any sort of like reciprocal, like, oh, we're in this together and we're working together, like throughout the entire time. And Nick is just like so smitten with him or something. I don't even understand it.
But he wants to be with the cool kids. These are the people that he wanted to be with at the beginning of the season.
But why Tommy, though?
Tommy kept a good working relationship with Nick, even in the time where they blindsided him. Even when like they blindsided Nick during the week that Nick was HOH, Tommy, even though he was in on the blind side, really worked hard at repairing that relationship and being like, you know, Nick, it was only about Bella. I love you. You're great. And so I feel like that work is paying dividends right now.
And going all the way back to when the live feeds first started, Tommy and Nick had a very tight bond from the get-go, Tommy was even then the person that sort of bridged the gap between Nick and the rest of the group. And he was letting Nick know when they weren't trusting him. And it was eventually Tommy let go of that connection to let Bella go, but then immediately snatched it back up. So it's been something that's been in play all season long, which is similar to the kind of bonds that Tyler had. And when people were questioning, why do people trust Tyler? When you have a bond that has so much history, I think that's where that comes from a little bit. Not to say that Tommy is anywhere near the level of Tyler.
It's like the other thing that I don't understand is like Nick wanting to be with the cool kids. Like, when they make it abundantly clear that like they care nothing for you and they turn against you, whatever. It's like, why do you still want to work with them? Like, shouldn't you just like cut your losses and be like, okay, like I'm going to go with this other side of the house because at least they haven't totally betrayed me.
You have to remember though, last week when he was trying to work with them, they were like, what are sides? What are majorities? I don't understand anything that you're saying.
They certainly didn't do a good job with that for sure. Like I'm very upset at the way they handled that, because they could have absolutely taken Nick in and like comforted him and been like, okay, you're with us now. Like you have a home, because he's basically just running around trying to find a place to go. But at the same time, it's like, okay, so you have one side who's like playing dumb and just pretending there aren't sides. And then you have another side who literally betrayed you. Like, I don't understand why you would go back with that side.
I mean, I think there's a lot to fault with Nick, but I don't really fault him with the side that he chose, because not only was he being stonewalled, but they were talking about putting him on the block. Meanwhile, Tommy has just been crippled because he lost Jack, and that leaves an opening, a genuine opening, for Nick to go and join that crew. And I think that that was the right call for him. I think that he is well positioned in the house right now. The problem, I think, with Nick is that he has chosen his side and he trusts them in the end game way too much, that he really, I think, thinks that Tommy will take him to the final two. He can trust Tommy to take him to the final four, but he should not trust Tommy to take him to the final two. And that's where I think that we should criticize where, you know, Nick's decision making.
Mm. Yeah. All right.
So that's Team Manifest. We have Cliff's Angels, which is, of course, Cliff, Nicole, Kat, and Jess. They are fracturing here with Cliff and Kat on the block. Jess will likely vote Cliff out, but she still will remain relatively loyal to him if he stays, and Nicole as well. So Cliff, Nicole, and Jess should be a tight three that remain in the house even after Kat goes, even after Jess votes to evict Cliff. And this is the group that is the spoiler for Team Manifest, because right now Team Manifest trusts Nicole and Cliff a little too much. They don't realize how tight they are with Jess, and that they wouldn't betray Jess. You know, luckily for Team Manifest, Jess is very pro Tommy and Christy, so that's a plus for them. But for the most part, this is something that they're unaware of. Cliff's Angels remains only known to Holly, Kat, and Jackson, and that's where I feel like they should be aiming their campaign personally, that they should be exposing Cliff's Angels, because that would give Team Manifest some pause when it comes to who they want to vote out. But that's where they're currently situated. So Cliff and Nicole are looking to, you know, get in with that six for now. But Jess would be excluded from that. And we do not know where Cliff's Angels will land next week. It will likely be whichever side wins power. If they win power themselves, then they have some decision making ahead of them. It's actually not the best spot in the world. And we can talk about that moving forward. Then, of course, team, they know each other. It's Holly, Kat, and Jackson. They are currently falling behind because Holly and Jackson are taking this back seat, and Kat is doing most of the campaigning, which has not been working out very well for them. They've been exposed, and they don't recognize the fact that they've been exposed. They think that with Kat staying, they'll need to work closely with Tommy and Christy, but when Kat leaves, they'll probably be more like free agents or gunning for Tommy and Christy, but we can't say that for sure either. So, you know, looking at next week, the Team Manifest, they have clear targets. They're going after Holly and Jackson. In particular, they're trying to take out Jackson because Tommy still wants to work with Holly once Jackson and Kat are gone. Jackson and Holly, though, if Kat leaves, they have a decision to make. They can target Tommy and Christy, they can retaliate, or they can try and get back in with them. Either way is pretty bad for them, so they, you know, they're kind of in a rough spot. Cliff's Angels have a similar problem, where if they strike at Tommy and Christy and take out, say, Christy, that leaves the door wide open for Tommy and Christy and Team Manifest to be pissed at Cliff's Angels and no longer want to work with them, and instead take in Tommy, instead take in Jackson and Holly as allies to down to, you know, what will now be the five. So we're probably looking at a lot of people kind of like, let's just let somebody else continue to take these shots at each other, with Jackson and Kat and Jackson and Holly being in a bit more of a dire situation overall. How do you feel about all that, Brent?
I feel terrible about all that, because I feel like it's Team Manifest in control of everything once again. It's basically the remnants of the six shooters who are in control of everything. Like, I just wanted to strangle. The only point in the episode on Sunday where I didn't enjoy Tommy, where he was talking about six shooters, maybe we may be down, but we're not out. And then he's like denying it to Jessica that it's not happening. He's like, oh, it's totally happening. And I'm like, no, that is not happening. That is not happening. That is not what we want. Don't you recognize that we hate you? But obviously he doesn't care about that because he's playing Big Brother. Look, this is just the irrational part of me that is like wanting Tommy to do something that is for me and not for him. I recognize that keeping these people together is working for him right now, and he's actually in a really good point in the game. Just really frustrating to see. Like, we haven't even talked about this, but that competition with the canoe and the timer and all the stuff I've seen on Twitter about the timer not moving right and going up and down and
there's a reason we haven't talked about it.
Well, I'm just saying that it didn't look clear to me who won that competition. I mean, it was Sis was going over the line at a different time than other people were called going over the line, and it looked like she won. Not that this would be a different result, but at least Tommy would have been in the America's Field Trip competition. So, you know, I don't even know what I feel like at this point, but I do know this, that if we don't get a Holly Jackson HOH coming up this week, like today, like soon, they are going to be out of the house, and Tommy's going to have complete control of this game. It's going to be just like last season where he's going to march to the end. It's only a matter of who he's sitting with at the end. And I really don't want to see that story again because I already saw it the first time and I don't want to see it anymore. So please stop it.
I will say, I don't necessarily agree with that. I do think that
Paint me the picture then. This is where I said, pep me up. Paint me the picture where if Jackson Holly don't win HOH this coming week, how does Tommy not get to the end of the game?
Well, I think that first of all, if it's not slip and slide, which means that Nicole and Cliff would have a chance, I do think that if they won, I do think that they would take a shot. I really do. I think that they recognize that with Kat gone, it's 2 versus 4, and they recognize the numbers last time. They encouraged Jess to take the shot last time. I think they will recognize the numbers once again this time and realize what they have to do from this point forward. So that's a possibility. However, it is likely a slip and slide, which means that Cliff and Nicole are probably not eligible, essentially. Maybe Nicole, but probably not. And then that means that we'll likely get something like either a Jackson win, which would be interesting, or we'll get maybe, I don't know, Tommy, Nick, maybe they could win. It's usually taller people that have a better chance at this one, but even if they win, they're going to go after Jackson, and you know, even if Jackson or Holly leaves, that still leaves room for Jess and Holly / Jackson, Cliff and Nicole to be against the other four from that point forward. And, you know, question comps are going to start to pop up, and that's where Nicole can start winning. Obviously, Cliff can win those. I think we're still at a pretty even matchup at that point.
Okay, I feel slightly better.
Yes. And so, you know, that, and I think that the game is so fluid that that's how it looks like right now, but who knows where we're at even just by the end of this week. I think there are a lot of things that could still change by the end of the week. That, you know, things have been changing so rapidly over the last, 18 days, maybe, like the last 3 weeks have been pretty crazy, pretty changing. Every single HOH has completely shifted the projection of the season.
I am intrigued to see, Melissa, where Holly and Jackson are at the end of this week when they realize that Christy and company are totally against Kat. They want her out, and they're basically taking a shot at Holly and Jackson in a de facto way by targeting Kat. Like, are they going to recognize, you know what, we need to do something about this? Or are they going, like, I don't want, like, this could literally be history repeating itself, where Jackson wins HOH and pulls a Fessy and, like, you know, nominates, you know, I don't know, Nicole and Nick or something like that. I could see a situation where he's like, well, I want to get back in good with Christy, with Tommy, and I don't want to piss off Tommy, so I don't want to put up Christy. Like, I could see that happening.
I just feel like I don't see Jackson doing that. I feel like Jackson is strong enough that he wouldn't want to do that. I mean, at least the way he's been talking about Christy and working with Christy and the idea of working with
Christy. Hopefully, maybe Jackson. The DR can give him a heads up. I mean, they give him a heads up with everything else. Why not this?
Yeah.
I just.
Yeah, I think the only reason Jackson Holly were even considering working with Christie's side was because they felt like Kat was staying. And with Kat, they still are a trio. It's those three versus Tommy, Christie, and they were hoping, and Sis, and they were hoping that Nick would be kind of pushed aside. But if they lose Kat, they can't join in with Christie and Tommy and Sis and Nick. They can't be the two to those four in the same way that Cliff and Nicole can't be the two to those four. And that's why I feel like if somebody outside of that core four wins, they have to take the shot, other than Jess, who I feel would not take the shot. Jess, I do believe would target. Jess wants to target Nick. So that's still one of the four.
She would probably put up Jackson as a pawn. She's an idiot.
Jess surprised us in the past, so, you know.
With the correct direction, Jess can do right things.
I'm just going to withhold my judgment on Jess because I had to eat a lot of crow when Jess won HOH and nominated the two Jacks. So, you know, I'm willing to withhold judgment on Jess. But I will say that I think that with Kat going out, I think that this will... Because I think part of the reason why the Jackson and Holly were considering, like, okay, we have to go back in with that group was mainly Holly, or at least from what I could tell, you know, their conversations were mainly that Jackson was like, no, we can't. And Holly's like, we gotta work on this. We gotta get back in with them. Like, that's really the only way we can, like, save ourselves this week. But Jackson didn't really want to do that. And so I think that with Holly being the main proponent of working with Team Manifest, I think that with them getting Kat out, and I feel like Holly's going to take that as a shot against her because they know that her and Kat are, you know, working together. They know each other, whatever. And so I don't know if I necessarily see Holly being so gung-ho about working with Team Manifest after this Kat eviction. I could see it happening where Jackson and Holly are like, we're doing our own thing.
I agree. I mean, Jackson and Holly have acted fairly rationally in the past. Holly seems to have a pretty good head on her shoulders. I think that if they are in power next week after Kat leaves and they are looking at two choices, they're looking at Tommy, Christie, Sis, and Nick, or Cliff, Jess, and Nicole. Numbers are pretty even on either side. Which side do they want to work with moving forward? It's a very clear choice at that point that Cliff, Jess, and Nicole are the better option. Especially because if you take Christie out, which would probably be their target, then that eliminates the main issue with working with that group. So you might be able to blend back in, and you can even say it like, hey, you guys just took out Kat. We need to now take out Christie. Maybe we can work together again in the future. But for right now, you know, we got to do what we got to do. And so I feel like that's probably where we're headed there. There's a lot of different possibilities. Again, this season, these last few weeks have been very, very fluid, and there are a lot of ways, even just this week could go. We could be looking at Kat staying somehow. There are a lot of different ways that can happen, like if she exposes Cliff's angels. So if that happens, then we're looking at an entirely different point of view, and it's probably something along the lines of Jackson, Holly, and Kat teaming up with Christie, Tommy, and Sis, with Nick there in the middle as well. And then they'd probably be going after, Jess and Nicole. You know, that's another possibility. And, you know, that would last for a week or two, and then they'd start fighting with each other once again. So lots of different ways this can go here as we progress here in the season. And I know a lot of people are like, hey, you know what, Taryn, you said the same thing last season. You said things were going to be exciting.
You did.
And they never did. But first of all, that last season was an entirely different house. It was a very stable house that we were looking at, like, where are the cracks? When are things going to explode? In the same way that we were in the first half of this season, it was not a super fluid house that was like all over the place and, you know, projecting stability forward. And also, they did happen. It just happened on a double eviction that, like, JC and Brett did try to take a shot. The projections were correct. They just got, like, somebody put a bowl over the explosion and it didn't go anywhere.
Oh, you're right about that. I remember talking about that too. Like, this is the big moment of the season that could literally play out over a week and we would get such great feeds and there would be so many ramifications for it. But instead, it was just like a 1 minute sex show. It was like done and over with, and like you totally got nothing out of it.
Yeah, and I forgot too. It was the battle back first that put like, hold on, we got to hold off. And then it was the double eviction. It really killed that whole thing. So we'll see where things go. Again, I think the point here that I'm trying to make is that there are a lot of different possibilities. And you can see that when we go through the pairs here, you've got Tommy and Nick. They have a final two. You've got Tommy and Christy. They also have a final two. You've got Tommy and Sis, who are, Sis is most loyal to Tommy over everyone else. You've got Cliff and Nicole, who I believe are most loyal to each other. You've got Nick and Nicole. Nick is using Nicole. Nicole doesn't really trust Nick. You've got Kat and Jess. Jess is starting to distance herself and is probably most loyal to Nicole. But I feel like Jess is not really most loyal to anyone. She's too easily persuaded to really say she's loyal to anyone in particular, in my opinion. You've got Kat and Holly, where Kat is most loyal to Holly. You've got Holly and Jackson, where they are probably most loyal to each other. I probably don't have to make that call anymore after this week, because Kat's probably going to be gone, and I can just easily say that they're most loyal to each other. And so what that leaves us with is Tommy still in the best spot here. He has three people who are most loyal to him. Nick, Sis, and Christy. Holly has two with Kat and Jackson. She's about to lose Kat, though. Nicole theoretically has two, Cliff and Jess, but they're not, their most loyalty is not as solid as some of the other people's, in my opinion. Again, Jess kind of wishy-washy, and Cliff, while I think he is most loyal to Nicole, I think Cliff's style of loyalty is maybe slightly less loyal than others. Cliff has one person, that's Nicole. Jackson has one person, that's Holly. Christy has one person, that's Tommy, who I do believe would take her to the end because I think he could beat her and I think he knows that. So that's where I think the loyalties stand. And it's very spread out. And that's apart from Team Manifest, who is all tied to Tommy. It's very spread out throughout the rest of the house. And that's why things are so fluid right now.
I'm surprised that Nicole and Cliff aren't as close I just feel like it's like it shouldn't even be a question of like who's voting, like if Nicole's gonna keep Cliff or Kat. I feel like I thought they were super close. I thought it was the two of them to the end. They had a final two at one point. Is that not still a thing, or is it like that's like dependent on if they get to the final two together and then their final two together? Like I just it seems weird to me that they're even questioning each other when I thought that they were super, maybe it's one of those things where it's like, I thought that like, even if they're not like talking to each other and strategizing with each other every minute, I thought that it was one of those like unspoken, like, but you and I have a final two thing. And it seems to me like maybe that's not necessarily the case, or maybe they still have a final two, but it's kind of like,
we have
a final two.
Yeah. I think they do as well. I wouldn't say they question each other. It's more that they just don't check in all that often. And I do think, again, I think they are most loyal to each other. I just feel like Cliff is the kind of player where if he feels like he needs to drop Nicole, he will. I think he'll do everything in his power. Like Cliff is, we talked this morning about Holly and, you know, when's the right time to drop Kat? It seems like Holly might not know that point. I think Cliff does. And Cliff is not going down with the ship if it's a lost cause for Nicole. But I do think he would take her far. I think he would even take her to the final two if that was an option. So he's loyal to her and I think she's loyal to him. It's just, it's not quite as solid as, you know, Tommy and a minion or something along those lines.
By the way, I will say this hot take for anybody who is watching out there who is rooting for Nicole. Bitch, even if she gets to the final two, I don't think she's winning. Not at this point. Like, I feel like Nicole is a goat at this point. I don't feel like there's anybody who would take her seriously as a winner of this season unless she starts moving things. She's going to have to start winning something here or there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it could happen. I mean, we're going to get the final nine. But, like, as things stand right now, she's a total goat. She's, like, one step above Sis in my eyes as far as rankings of people who get to the end of the game.
It's interesting that you say that. Well, let's move on to the Stockwatch, because okay. We'll talk about it there.
I will say, before we move on to the Stockwatch, I am glad that you have pepped me up a little bit, Taryn, for the end of the season and the possibility that things might still shake up, because I do have a big announcement to make. Not that big, but, you know, I didn't say this previously because I wasn't sure I was going to be able to do it. For those of you who are going to be in New York City next month for the Big Brother live event for RHAP, I shall be joining you. I will be coming. I will be there on stage, and I will look fabulous. And so come up and say hi. And Taryn, are you going? I'm sure you'll be there.
Yes.
Hop, skip, and a jump away from you. So I thought you might be there. Melissa, I'm taking it. You're not going to be there, but you'll be there in spirit.
I will definitely be there in spirit. I want them to plan an LA event.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. So I'm looking forward to this. Eric Stein's going to be there. Caitlin announced that she's going to be there as well. So it's going to be a grand old time. And I'm excited that I am going to be able to come.
Yes. Very, very exciting. I have recently been now selling Taryn Show t-shirts.
And they're so lovely.
If you want to show up to the show with one, then you can order them. I'll tweet out the link later. The first people just started receiving their shirts, so I know everything's working fine and that they're good. And so you can check those out. I'll tweet them out after the podcast.
If you show up at the live event in New York next week wearing a Taryn Show t-shirt, Taryn might actually take your picture and not try to big time you or something.
Yeah, Taryn will only talk to people who are wearing Taryn Show t-shirts.
People are going to think that you're telling the truth. I just want everyone to know that I take a picture with everybody.
Serious. Taryn will not speak to you unless you are wearing a Taryn shirt. You gotta, you know, make sure you buy those, snatch them up if you want to get your Taryn pics.
Yes. All right. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Let's move on to the Stockwatch here. Here's what we've got. We're going to start with Tommy this week, as he is the current HOH.
I will just say that as far as me and Melissa are concerned, it's backwards. So I don't know if you can turn it around. If you can, great. If not,
reversed. is it reversed for the people here?
I would assume that the people in the chat would tell us if it's reversed for them. But I remember when this happened once before and you were able to turn it around for us and the chat. So I'm thinking that maybe you can, but if you can't, we'll deal with it.
Yes. Let me just flip it.
I can vamp while you're trying to flip. There we go. Fabulous.
Is that better?
Yes. That was a good job.
Okay.
But now we're all reversed.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Everything's working properly. Okay. So we've got Tommy first. We've got Tommy first. Last week, you got to 5. I gave him a 4. I was the lowest on Tommy, and I got egg on my face. I doubted him. I shouldn't have doubted him. Tommy has, in my opinion, really gotten himself back into a very good position here within Team Manifest. Again, every single person is loyal most to him in that group. It's a very tight group. It's a very strong group right now. Tommy is, to me, once again, the front runner in the game, and it's not particularly close. I think that he beats anybody he makes it there with, and I think he's probably one of the more likely people to make it there. However, he will have to survive next week, which could be dangerous for him, especially if it's a slip and slide and somebody like Jackson wins, though Jackson will likely be targeting Christie. That's part of why Tommy's in such a great spot. So I'm feeling much, much better about Tommy. There are still some things that I don't love about his game. He trusts Holly way too much. He still feels like Holly and Jackson will work with him, and he's kind of right, but he also feels like Jackson is willing to vote against Kat. He feels like he can get Holly over. He feels like once Holly, he thinks that once Jackson and Kat are gone, that he can work with Holly, which is potentially correct, but I'm not sure Holly is quite dumb enough to do that. So there are some things I still don't like about Tommy, but he really, really played this HOH really well. He managed to circumvent the twist by winning the veto. He targeted the exact right person in Kat. He used information that he had to isolate Kat from her allies. He's put on a great smear campaign. Christie is back in swing as a great tool for him. There are a lot of things that I think that Tommy has done well this week. If he wasn't in some danger heading into the next week, I'd give him an 8 again, but for me it's going to be a 7, back up from a 4. I should not have doubted him to the degree that I did last week, although he did have to win both the HOH and the veto to survive, so I feel like it's a little bit warranted. But still, you know,
yeah, that's where I'm coming from on this as well. I mean, I gave Tommy a 5 last week, and I'll tell you right off the bat that I'm also going to go up to a 7. But I do have problems with how he played this week. Tommy is too set in his ways for my taste. He does not adapt well to change, and he's not willing to correct course if it means he needs to. And I do feel like he got really lucky this week. I'm sorry, I do. He misplayed his HOH. He did. He just got lucky that he won the veto, because those nominations should have been different once Christie went up on the block. Yeah. He really should have been. He should not.
What do you think he should have done?
I think he should have targeted like Cliff and Nicole and gone to Kat and Holly and Jackson and said, look, I'm totally committed to you guys. I love you guys. I'm obsessed with you. Whatever. And just say, look, I will not put you on the block, but I need you to give me your word that you are not going to evict Christie this week. Like, if she remains on the block, like, we have to get out, I don't know, Cliff because of reasons, or Nicole because of reasons, like there or whoever, anybody but Kat, because with Kat, you have a 3-person block. Like, I feel like they're all going to move together, that block, Jackson, Holly and Kat. Him trying to have his cake and eat it too was a really big bite for Tommy, but he got lucky. Again, to the winner goes the spoils, and so he gets to tell the story of this week, and the story of this week is he's going to get out his target, but goddamn, he got lucky on a lot of things, and I feel like a 7 is an appropriate score. Position-wise, I think he's in a fabulous place, like the best place in the house, and it's not even close. Like, position-wise, I would give him a 9, but I just feel like he's not able to play off the cuff. He's more a guy who has to like have a plan and then go out and do the plan, and sometimes Big Brother moves faster than that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I totally agree with what you're saying, and I think that it's a point to make. I mean, you have to look at the fact that like we're looking at this at like at the end or nearing the end of the week, after the veto has been played, after Christie's not going home. But there was a possibility that Christie goes home on Tommy's HOH this week.
Yep.
Like, so we're sitting here like, wow, Tommy did a great job. Look at him. He's getting Kat out. He still keeps Christie. Like, wow, he's in a great position. Like, look at him now. But there was an alternate ending to this week where Christie goes home. And
to be fair, that was through a twist, though.
I'm not saying he's not playing as good, or I'm just saying that like this could have had a completely different outcome this week. In that we could have been like, I mean, imagine if Christie's still on the block right now, do we rate down? And everyone's like, we're getting Christie out. Do we still rate Tommy at a 7? Or do we say, like, well, his position's really bad now because Christie's going to be leaving. He's going to be alone, like, blah, blah, blah.
I'd give him the same score if he, if he was the outgoing HOH and Christie goes home on his HOH. And remember, we can say it's a twist, but he had the advantage of foresight. Like, he got to see that Christie went on the block before he made his nominations. And he had a chance to alter his course, still decided to go with Kat and Cliff. Really didn't think it through as far as I'm concerned. It was just like, well, that's what I was going to do, so let's do that. And I wanted to see a little bit more third, like a 3-degree, what do you call it, Taryn? Like 3D
three-dimensional
chess. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Three-dimensional chess. That's what I'm looking
4D
for.
4D chess, I think, is what you're looking for.
Exactly. From Tommy, and I just didn't see that. It was very AB, and I didn't like it.
I will say, though, you know, the AB is still a lot better than most people in the house right now. Like, his clear-headed thinking, his recognition that Kat is the right target is far ahead of where, like, Sis and even Christie and certainly Nick. Like, he is the clear-headed thinking person in the house. I think him and Holly are two of the most clear-headed people in the house, maybe along with Cliff, who really just, like, sort of understand what they need to do, and they don't always get the specifics down, but that's still enough to do well in this house, and I think that's one of the reasons why he's in such a great spot. And I personally wouldn't penalize him for, like, getting the optimal strategy dealing with a twist that was a really bad twist for him that really could have screwed him over. He did manage to win that veto and pull himself out of that spot. Obviously, if Christie goes home, then I would drop him down to like a 3 maybe. It didn't happen.
That's the thing. It's like, you know, obviously our ratings would be different, but it is interesting to think about, like, that he could be in a completely different position had he not won that veto.
I love that timeline, Melissa. Can we go to that timeline? Is Dr. Strange around?
I guess we could say the same thing about anybody who's, like, on the block and then wins veto, you know, and then it's like, oh, but what if they didn't win veto and then they went home? You know, it's like, okay, well, yeah, we could say the same thing about everyone, but I do think it's interesting that, like, his biggest ally could have been going home on his HOH. And he possibly, like Brent said, could have put up different noms to try and, like, finagle a way to keep her. But, you know, the point is that the weekend's with a good week for Tommy. He's in a good position with the rest of the house. I don't believe he made a bunch of enemies this week. However, I do think that there's a chance that Holly and Jackson are not super pleased with him when Kat goes home this week. You know, because that's, you know, they're losing one of their biggest allies. So, but I'm still going to give Tommy a 7. I honestly thought that starting last week, his game was going to go downhill from there, but he's picked it back up. So, you know, I'm excited to see what happens next for him.
Yes. All right. The audience stayed with their 6 from last week. They are not willing to go up on Tommy. Just staying steady with Tommy. They never doubted him, but they're also maybe not as high on him as us at the moment. So let's move on to Christie, who received some 3s last week. Melissa, you were the highest on Christie. Let's start with you. How do you feel about Christie's game this week?
It's really hard because I feel like her game was bad because she was on the block, but then she got off the block and now she's not going home this week and she's getting rid of Kat. And it does seem like people are more willing to work with Team Manifest. I do feel like people are still targeting her. They're still out to get her. And the fact that she was on the block and people were this close to voting her out, they were like, get rid of her. I don't care. Shows that she doesn't have a lot of people who are completely loyal to her. Like I might've thought she had. So, I'm just going to stick with my 4 because I do think that she is still in a precarious position because the people in the house want her out and she is a big target. However, it does seem like they're starting to pull some people onto their side and the fact that, you know, maybe they're going to work with Cliff and, you know, Nick wants to work with Christie and Nick also is bringing people together. It does seem like she has, a decent position for next week, depending on who wins HOH. So we'll see.
All right. Well, I can tell you the audience gave Christie a 4 as well. They went up from their 3 last week. I can say for myself, I am also up on Christie. She was looking like she was going to be in a lot of danger this week. I don't love the way that she handles her relationship with Jackson Holly. She is basically unwilling to mend fences there or even attempt it. Sis and Tommy did talk her into the attempt, but now that this 6 with Cliff and Nicole is coming into place, she's like, great, now I don't have to do that dumb Jackson stuff. I can just be targeting him, and that feels much better for me. So she is going to be a target for Jackson Holly if they win. I think they both have a chance of winning the slip and slide if it's a slip and slide. The reason I'm saying slip and slide, by the way, is that last season we had Otev, and then the following HOH was slip and slide. If we don't have a field trip, then they have no content for Sunday, so I would expect that they probably have some sort of endurance planned. If so, it would make sense if it was, in fact, the slip and slide. So she would be in a lot of trouble if say Jackson wins. Jackson wants to take Christie out. He probably puts up maybe Christie and Sis in the attempt to take Christie out of the game. Christie probably goes home there, and that's not a great thing for Christie. And that's really the only reason why I'm not going to go all the way up to a 6, because I feel like Christie is one of the more likely people to win the game again at this point. I think that if for some reason Tommy gets sniped out of the game, Christie ends up sitting there next to Sis or even potentially Nick, then Christie wins. And so I almost wanted to give her a 6, but I feel like she's in too much danger heading into next week, so I gave her a 5. Brent, what do you think?
Oh, this is tough. I have my original ranking down for her, but I'm seeing that basically I'm the deciding vote on Christie's ultimate rating this week, because there's 2 4s and a 5, and obviously
stay true to yourself.
I'm gonna stay true to myself. I really want to give her the better score, but I wrote down 4 and I'm going to stick with 4 because I gave her a 3 last week. I do feel like she has increased her position. I recognize that. I recognize that she has allies around her. However, anybody who puts anybody from her side up on the block is some combination of Christie and X. It's going to be Christie and somebody else. Christie and Sis, Christie and Tommy, Christie and Nick. Anybody who wants to is going to get her up on the block. Anybody that is against their side. And there are at least 1, 2, 3 people that I would count that would do that. Maybe 4, depending on if I don't know what Nicole would necessarily do. She would probably do what Cliff tells her to do, but then again, Nick has been trying to really bring her in as well. So I don't know. Here's the thing. I trust Jackson more than I trust Nicole to do the right thing right now. And that's really, really tough. Anyway, we're talking about Christie, and the reason I'm talking about them is because I don't know who they would target. I don't know who Nicole would target, but I do know there are 3 people who would go after her. So it's a 4. She's up, but not a lot. And yeah, I do think she has a ton of win equity at the end, but I do feel like other people recognize that.
Yes. I feel that if she survives next week, then I think she's in a really solid position, especially if she survives next week with, say, Jackson going home. That's when I think the target comes off of her completely. And at that point, maybe even goes on to Tommy, which would be great for her. So there we go. Christie's going to land there at a 4 average. Let's talk about Jess. Let's talk about Jess. Jess,
all right.
I feel I got Tommy wrong, maybe a little bit. I feel like I got Jess right. I feel like I was the one with the clear vision here with Jess. Same way that we felt about Jack the week before. I feel like Jess's position changed last week, and so people were a lot higher on her than before. And I do think that she improved her odds of winning the game by winning some competitions and making some moves, but she was still the same Jess. That's what I saw. The way that she was handling Nick just really turned me off to that, to her gameplay. And what I'm seeing this week is, again, more of the same. I'm seeing that she is being completely taken in by Christie and Tommy. I'm not sure why she trusts them so much. She's, despite being taken in by them, being left out in their plans moving forward from this point forward. They're making 6s with Cliff, and Tommy's like, hey, maybe I don't want Cliff, but instead I'll put Holly. There's no reason why Jess shouldn't be included in these things. She is a great person to take down. I think Cliff and Holly are both bigger threats, but for whatever reason, they still want to target her. Jess is also a target for Nick. Nick now wants to target Jess, and that's not great for Jess. Jess was never really targeted prior to this point in the game. I'm really finding a difficult way for her, a path for her to the end of the game now. And so I'm going to drop back down to a 2 where I was at for most of the game. I think that things are really not looking great for Jess. And I don't have any faith in her ability as a player at the moment. So that's where I am here at with Jess. Now, I had been the lowest on Jess. Brent, you were the highest. You gave her a 6 last week. How are you feeling this week?
Oh, man, I'm not feeling great. Like, as I said, I evaluated the week last week and she accomplished everything she set out to do. She changed the complexion of the game. If things had gone a little different, like if we had gotten anybody but a manifest team HOH this week, I do feel like things would have continued on track. But Tommy has managed to reverse course, and Tommy's gain is her loss. So she was at a 6 last week for me. I'm going to drop her down. I want to keep her at a 4, but I wrote down 3 and I'm going to stick with 3 because I don't believe that she recognizes what she needs to do. She's too able to be persuaded by other people. This is a terrible reference, but there was a character on Once Upon a Time, the TV show, where Cruella De Vil had the power to control like animals, like with this persuasion breath magic. And I feel like that if you could use that on everybody in the house, but like for Jessica, you don't even need to use that. She's just like believes everything that anybody says to her. And I'm somewhat pleased that she's at least recognizing that Kat is going home and that maybe their cat is not as loyal to her as she previously thought. But then again, she completely undoes that by saying Christy is a straight shooter. And it's like Christy doesn't even want you in the final 7, honey. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you're not reading this correctly at all. So, yeah, it's a 3. And it's not even like it's like my heart aches for her. But for those of you who bought Jessica stock a couple weeks ago and then it went up last week, I hope you got out, baby, while the getting was good.
Yeah, I am not feeling so confident about Jess's game. And it sucks because I thought that last week was a turning point. And I thought that it was like, I mean, I felt like she was in a good position in the house and she was making the right moves and she knew what to do. And she had, you know, some good relationships. And I was like, wow, like this is really happening for her. I got to give it to her. But I just feel like it's back to the way it was. And it's disappointing because, you know, I really thought we had turned a corner with her. But, you know, I don't think she's in a super great position. But not only that, I think that the thing that's influencing my rating even more is the fact that she seems to trust Christy and Tommy so much and wants to work with them. And also she's getting rid of who's essentially her biggest ally in Kat. And I mean, not that she's necessarily like leading the charge to get her out, but she doesn't really care. It just seems like she's like weighing the options. Whereas I feel like she should be like gung ho trying to keep her. Because, you know, even though Kat has her own loyalty with Holly and all that, the only person who even had anything with Jess was Kat. So I just feel like it doesn't make any sense for me or for Jess to let Kat go like this. I feel like she should be like trying to push more to keep her or maybe working with Jackson and Holly to try and get one of their vote to keep her.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I will say that in order to keep Kat, she has to let Cliff go. And I do feel like that Cliff is better for Jessica's game than Kat is for Jessica's game. Kat is bad for Jessica's
game. But I feel like Kat is more loyal to Jess than Cliff is loyal to Jess.
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I think Kat is more Kat has undying loyalty to Holly, whereas Cliff could. I think Cliff would take Jess and Nicole as far as he could, and I think that's not the worst place in the world for Jess to be. And I feel like Holly's never turning on Jackson. Kat's never turning on Holly. So that's 3 people where Jess is outside on as the 4th, and that's not a great spot.
I feel like there's a situation, or at least in my mind, I was imagining a situation where, Holly and Jackson and Kat and Jess are working together. And then it becomes clear to Kat that Holly is with Jackson and Jackson's with Holly and Kat needs to figure something else out. And so she's like, okay, Jess, like I'm working with you and me, we're doing this. And I mean, who knows? That's like a faraway situation, but that was in my mind what was going on. And I don't see a situation where Cliff is like, okay, Jess, it's you and me to the end. Whereas I see a situation where Kat might say that to Jess. So, you know, I don't know. It's possible that, you know, these are all just scenarios I've crafted in my head. And I'm like, oh, okay, like Kat and Jess are a thing. But I do think that that was Jess's best chance at a working relationship with anybody. So it is kind of bad that, at least in my opinion, that Jess is just willing to let her go that easily. And, you know, whatever. The point is that I'm going to give I'm going to give Jess a, I'm going to give her a 3.
Yeah. From my point of view, Cliff, I think, has been much more open with Jess strategically than Kat has ever been. Cliff also speaks more highly of Jess in private than Kat does of Jess. So I really do see Cliff telling Jess, you know, you and me to the end. He has a lot of respect for her and would love to continue to work with her moving forward. So I wouldn't be surprised if that was a thing at all, especially if that made sense for him. But the thing with Jess is that it is the thing that she trusts Christy and Tommy far too much. She, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, Cliff and Nicole, they'd better betray Christy and Tommy. How, like, you know, this six deal, they're in a terrible spot if they make it to six. At least if theoretically they didn't betray it, at least they're getting to six probably with that deal. Jess, we know, would not betray the deal because she is pushing Cliff and Nicole to work with Tommy and Jess, where Cliff and Nicole are the two that get the spot in the six, and Jess is left high and dry, but she's the most loyal to that theoretical deal that she doesn't even know exists. It's far, far, like, there's Cliff and Nicole, and then there's Jess in an entirely different country. That's where I'm seeing her game.
By the way, not to belabor the point with Jessica, but Andy Liu in the chat said that she won two luck competitions. I would not agree with that at all, Jessica. Obviously, the veto was a certain amount of luck there. In fact, maybe all luck. However, the HOH competition was instant recall, trying to remember the information that was shown to you. And there was a reason why the same people were at the end of that competition that were at the end of the first memory competition. Remember, her and Jack were the final two of that competition the first time around. The final four of this competition was Jessica and Jack and Nicole and Kat, all people who I have faith in as far as mental competitions are concerned. So I would not say it was luck. She is good at those type of competitions, but that's about it. And her position sucks, and she's not even trusting the right people at this point. So that's why you got to give her a bad score. I hope the audience did too, Taryn.
Yeah, it's also worth noting that Jess, I think, is really great at those quick memory recall, like show her something and then repeat it. She has not been somebody that's like studied a ton. She's not somebody that I think like really knows her days super well and is like really on top of all of the potential facts and questions that she could be asked in the same way that Cliff and Nicole are. They are the two that have been studying the most that I've seen. Nick has also been somebody that studies a lot with that. Obviously, Tommy does as well. Sis obviously never going to be able to do anything with those, but she's not necessarily somebody that's going to dominate any mental competition or any question competition. It seems to be more specifically geared toward the instant recall things, which she does seem to be very, very good at, but how many more of those are we going to get is the question. The audience did give Jess a 4. They stayed at a 4. They did not go down from their previous week. Still feeling the Jessica ride here. It was a bit of a lower 4, though, at least. So,
now, thank God we're here because you guys like never move,
right?
Over and over. Yeah,
it takes
the audience to have a bigger input in the score, and I'm like, never. Because you guys are so boring. Sorry, Taryn.
Yeah, the audience, they sometimes move a little sluggishly. It sometimes takes them a little while to like get to the new score. They have to travel. It's too jumpy for them. They need a nice slow steady ride. So let's talk about Kat. I was once again the lowest on Kat last week. Another one where I feel a bit vindicated here, especially because lots of people were taking shots at me for this one. But I did not have confidence in Kat moving forward, even though her spot was decent. My faith in her as a player just wasn't there. And I really feel like she continued over the course of the week to alienate Nick. was at the time of, like, just shortly before the roundtable last week, Nick was saying, I love Kat. I want to work with Kat. Kat was in his endgame plans. And then she treated him the way that she did last week, completely unnecessarily. She even taunted, you know, people like Tommy and Christy over the course of the week to make them not feel great about her. Then at the beginning of the week, she threw Nicole under the bus, and that has been a thing. And she continues down this line of, like, hey, I'm definitely still targeting Jackson, even though that's not working. There's just so many things that she's been doing wrong over the last week, and it does look like she will be going home this week. So this is not looking good, Melissa. How are you feeling here?
I'm not feeling great. It does seem like she's leaving. I mean, obviously anything can happen, but it really feels like she's leaving this week. And, you know, I also feel like she's kind of set in her ways in terms of what she's saying to campaign and who she's working with and all that sort of stuff. And it's like, if you get the sense that it's not working, you need to figure something else out and try a different approach. And it's possible that she just doesn't even know that it's not working. And so that's, I think, even worse if you can't read people and understand, like, you know, when your back's against the wall and what's going on here. So I'm not feeling super great. And it's unfortunate because I really don't want to lose her this week. I really don't want to lose her or Cliff or, like, most anyone else. I was thinking about it today. I was like, who would I want out? And literally the only person who I really want out is Sis. And that's it. Like, everyone else, like, I'd like to see them continue to play. But there is one person that, like, please, like, go. If you don't want to play, go and get Sis out. But, you know, obviously that's not an option this week. So I'm going to give Kat, last week I gave her a 5. This week, I don't feel like she's playing that terribly. I don't feel like she's playing great, but I don't feel like she's playing that terribly, except for the fact that she's leaving, which makes me want to rate her way lower than I normally would have. So the fact that she's almost at the door, aside from, like, any sort of miracle, makes me want to give her, I don't want to do this. I think there's a chance that she stays. So I'm going to give her a 3.
All right. Well, I can tell you the audience does agree with you on the 3. The audience also went down from a 5 to a 3 on Kat this week. So the audience, they made a big move on Kat here, not all the way down to a 2, but they did make it to a 3. Brent, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I can't say that I agree with Melissa in terms of, you know, like, she hasn't played that badly this week, considering, you know, except for the fact that she's on the block and going home. Like, I do feel like she has played bad. And I feel like that some of the things that are happening this week are ramifications of things that happened last week, where she did troll Christy and Tommy and make them feel uncomfortable that she was kind of coming for them because she had power and she wanted Jack out. And she was terrible to Nick. I watched the conversation that Nick had with Jessica first, and then I was at work when I heard about the Kat and Nick conversation, and I was like, oh, it's more of the same. No, it was way worse in my eyes. Like, Kat was actually, like, Nick wasn't helping, but, like, I blame both of them, and so you're both at fault. Like, Kat was terrible during that conversation. It was like taking an ally and just flushing them down the toilet. So I am inclined to give her a 2 this week. I think that she's played about as bad as she can, because I have high expectations for her, Melissa. She knows what she needed to do. She got a little unlucky with the HOH this week, and he's smart enough to come after her. But being in the position that she's in, she hasn't recognized that she was in danger in the first place. And even when she did recognize she's in danger now, she hasn't changed her campaign line. And dire straits, people.
Yeah, it's a strange situation with Kat. I think I'm starting to recognize what it is with Kat. It's that, you know, she came into the game with such a massive advantage in having a prior connection in the house that she knew ahead of time. They were able to plan ahead of time, and that's really huge. And they even played it better than, in my opinion, than Tommy and Christy did, because they kept themselves separate. They did not immediately pair up and be seen as a duo and accept the fact that they're a duo. They played it right, and she is somebody that seems to recognize how to play the game, and so she has a basic understanding of the game plus a big advantage. It's really done well for her so far, and she's done fairly well in the game position wise and strategically at times. But the problem is that she's constantly undermining herself with completely unnecessary mistakes, unforced errors. And that's where she is continually, like, it's almost like position wise and strategically, she should be sitting at least a six all the time. And then every week she's doing things to constantly drop her lower and lower, depending on the week and depending on how bad it happened to be that particular week. And so you've got things like volunteering to be on the block and then nearly having the vote flip on you when you shouldn't have even been on the block in the first place. And then you have, you know, last week where she's alienating allies, this week where she's alienating Nicole and the way that she treated Tommy, and now the way that she's going about her campaign. She's not terrible at the game. She's really not. Like, she does have a decent game sense, but there's just something missing. There's something that she just keeps making wrong decisions, and it's just not working out for her, even though she has these advantages. It reminds me of somebody that's like constantly being benefited by like twists time after time, but then continues to like undermine that benefit. That's definitely happened in the past, especially in Big Brother Canada. So I feel like her gameplay almost merits a two, but her position still isn't the worst in the world for somebody that's about to go home. I think that there is a chance she stays this week, and if she stays this week, I think that's she, again, positionally, knowing Holly, being in the position she is, she's not dead in the water like other people who are on their way out the door might be, but I just don't have faith in her ability to maintain that. I think she'll somehow screw it up again. So I'm very torn between a two and a three. I think I'm going to go with a three, just in comparison to past twos that I've given. I think that she's in a better spot than them.
That's how I felt.
But I don't have faith in her ability moving forward. I want to be proven wrong. If she somehow flipped the vote and she stayed and she went on to win the game because she turned everything around, that would be great. I feel like there's potential there for it, but she just hasn't done it. So that's where I'm at with Kat. Let's talk about Nicole. Nicole's an interesting one for me, because Nicole has been a fan favorite for a long time. This week, I have noticed that there is a portion of the fan base that is turning on Nicole. This is what we would call, like, she is the swing vote. And she is making a decision between two people that the audience really likes. And so no matter which way she goes, people are going to be mad at the decision that she goes. And I think that because people are mad, they're putting a finer microscope or magnifying glass on Nicole's game and recognizing some of the flaws that maybe they had been glossing over before. Not that they're necessarily creating those flaws, although some people are, but maybe seeing them now and being less willing to overlook them. Like last week, I felt maybe she was rated a little too high personally, but now we're seeing, I can tell you right away, because this is, part of Nicole's rating here. Nicole did go down from a 6 to a 5 in the audience's eyes this week, despite the fact that, in my opinion, her position has gone up. I think that Nicole is in a better spot than she was last time. And I'll start by saying this. I was really running through endgame scenarios when I was going through like the state of the house, which was very fun for me because the house is a huge mess right now. And I was trying to figure out like who can win this game. And obviously Tommy was really high up there. He's really well positioned. I think he can win a jury vote. I was thinking about it. I was like, oh my God, I think Nicole can win this game. I really think Nicole can win this game. I think that they don't plan on taking her out anytime soon. Even if Team Manifest, makes it really far, they plan on taking Nicole down to 6, down to 5. At that point, I do think she has the ability to win some of those endgame question competitions. She is, in my opinion, from what I've seen, the person who knows the questions the best. And so I think she can win a couple of competitions in the endgame. I think if she does that, she has that underdog last minute, won some competitions, Paris style endgame where she gains momentum. And if she's sitting up there next to people like Sis or Nick, I think she absolutely can win the game. And I'm really starting to look at her as one of the more likely people to win the game apart from, Tommy and his cohorts. So Maybe that it's a lot of speculation, and it's not necessarily going to reflect in her rating yet, because there's a lot of game to be played to get to that point. But it's something that I'm thinking about. I do think she has a chance in the jury, and I do think that if she is underestimated and they take her too far, I think she might be able to win some of those competitions. So last week I gave her a 5. I do think that, in my opinion, her position has improved. I'm going to go up to a 6 on Nicole this week, and we'll see where we go from there. I know that there's a lot to criticize about Nicole as well. So if you guys are down on Nicole, Brent, I know you talked about how you feel like she can't win the game. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I gave her a 6 last week. I recognize that she doesn't appear to be in any immediate danger. However, besides Cliff, I don't know who really wants to take her to the end of the game. I mean, Nick's final two with her is a sham, or I can't remember if they actually had a final two or not. But I know that he said, "You're my number one," and I don't doubt I'm your number one, but I don't know that they actually like shook on it or whatever you do when you make a final two. Like, who is fighting for Nicole? I don't know that many people are. I feel like that when it gets down to, you know, 7 and 6, that it's not necessarily about the fact that you want to take out Nicole. It's more about the fact that, well, do I like the other person that she's up on the block against more? Are they more valuable for my game? Like, if she's up there against, you know, somebody like Tommy or Christy, I feel like there are enough dumb people in the house that would actually keep them over Nicole, and that's how she might go out. So I feel like her position has gone down a little bit, but I like the tale that you're telling, Taryn. I enjoy that much more. I gave her a 6 last week. I'm going to go down to a 5 this week.
Yeah, I'll say I surprised myself. I wasn't expecting to be like, wait a minute, I feel like this is possible. I do think she has to win her way there. But I think that she's in a position where she might get to a place where she only needs to win 1, 2, maybe 3 competitions at the end. And those are the competitions I feel like she is capable of winning. So that's what really spawned the thinking. And maybe I'm totally off about this. But Melissa, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, I guess I see what both of you guys are saying. I feel like I understand on the one hand that she's in probably a better position this week or going into next week because she's got, you know, people talking about how they want to bring her into the group, and she's also not high up on the target list and all that sort of thing. And then, you know, if she keeps Cliff around, we've got Nicole and Cliff already have that final two deal. So, you know, she's keeping her final two. Okay, great. But at the same time, I agree with Brent where it's like, you know, who's fighting for her? Like, I don't even know if Cliff is really going to fight for her, even though they're essentially in a final two together, supposedly. So it just seems like, I don't know where she goes after this. I mean, is it a situation where she does just go along and get taken on as like number 6 in that new group of 6? Or is it a situation where she, you know, stays on the other side of the house and tries to make a move or does something? I don't know. So, you know, I'm kind of up and down on
Fencerton, Melissa.
It's not Fancy Fencerton if I'm up and down.
I think that's exactly what it is.
Exactly what Fancy Fencerton is.
All right, whatever. I'll stay on the fence, but I'm going to keep my 5 because that's how I feel.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, I there's more to say, I think, about Nicole. There are some criticisms that I did leave out of my analysis because I thought maybe you guys would be more down on Nicole. But yes, she is very, right now she's in a position where she is very sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? She's like locked in place. She's fearful of going in any given direction.
You're a failure, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what it is. She's a big fan of the game. She doesn't want to lose, so she's afraid of making a move. I feel like she needs to win something.
Yes, and that's one of the things I think is good about her game is that she's talking a lot about like, I can't win anything, and it's so frustrating, and that's part of what's creating now the perception. She is now, I think, the person who is seen the most as a GOAT, other than perhaps, of course, Sis. But Sis is locked in with certain people, whereas I think everybody can see Nicole as a potential GOAT to bring down with them, and nobody's looking at targeting her anytime soon. She has this now, this deal with the team manifest, the down to six. She's still good with Nick. She's good with Cliff. She's good with Jess. Jackson and Holly have much bigger fish to fry. Even if they did decide to go after Cliff's angels, it would be Cliff first, in the very unlikely event that that happened. So, I do think that positionally she's in a pretty good spot, but situationally, like how she's playing the game, she is very, very cautious and she's nervous and she should be giving Nick everything that he wants so that he fully like thinks that she is his, but instead she's like, I don't know if I trust you, Nick. I don't love that. She's too honest for her own good, and I don't love how she's handling the situation. I don't have faith in her in the same way that I do with Cliff.
I don't either, and I also feel like she breaks easily under pressure. Like she was talking to Nick, and he was like, you know what? She's like, well, I really don't want to say who told me this, and he's like, who was it? And she's like, he's like, who was it? Okay, it was Cliff. I mean, like, just, honey, like, yeah. Come on, play the game. Like, I'm just like, you only have one chance to play Big Brother. Just go out and play. Like, no regrets.
Yes. All right. So to repeat the audience score there, it was a 5. So she is going to drop from a 6 to a 5, which is funny because last time I thought she was overpriced and now I'm the highest on her. All right. Let's move on to Holly. Holly got a 7 last week because myself, Brent, and Melissa, we all gave her 7s. The audience was much lower on her at a 5. So Brent, let's start with you. How do we feel about Holly? Because certainly losing Kat is not the best thing in the world for Holly's game here.
It's not. And I'm going to go down. It's just a matter of how far I go down. I'm only going to go down by 1 rating point. So I was at a 7 before. I'm going to give her a 6. I feel like that's deserved. I feel like she is a good player. She's a smart player. She's respected. If she gets to the end of the game, I definitely think she can win. I also feel like Jackson would be taken out before her. However, you have to recognize that it's basically 2 versus 7 going into next week. Now, not all of those 7 would definitely target those 2, but a lot of them would. A lot of them really would. And if Jackson wins veto, I really fear for her. The other thing to recognize is that I don't know what they're going to do. I feel like I know what Jackson's going to do. I don't know exactly what Holly wants to do. If Kat is taken out, what is Holly's play? Does she go to Cliff? Because she said, look, I don't love the Cliff's on the block against Kat. I like Cliff. I don't want to see him go home, but I also don't really want to lose Kat. So I she's in a position where she needs to pick up the pieces and work with Cliff again if he stays in the house. And luckily Cliff is a adult enough player to recognize, okay, you're in a tough position. You weren't necessarily against me. And I feel like that's doable. The real question is Nicole. I have heard Holly say in the past that she would target Nicole or at least put her up on the block if she won HOH. I'm hoping that changes going into next week. You need to recognize that Nicole is not your problem, honey. Nick and Nicole are not the issue. Tommy and Christy are. Like, at least Holly has said, like, if Christy gets to the end of the game, I would, and wins, I would shoot myself. Like, it would be terrible to see a bully like that get to the end of the game. And I'm hoping that when they take a direct shot at Kat and get her out, that they'll recognize that. But there's this thing that happens in Big Brother where, there's a big side of the house and they get one of your allies out and you feel like that the play to make is go be friends with them. And occasionally that works, but not when you're a power couple like Jackson and Holly. There's no way that they can just slide back into the six shooters and work with them. They need to recognize that they need to change the status quo fast, and I'm not sure that she's capable enough to do that. So it's a 6.
All right, Melissa, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Brent in regards to what the rating is going to be. I mean, I still feel good about her game ability. But the problem is that she's losing Kat this week, and I don't even think she knows it. I mean, so it's like, I don't even think she's suspicious of it. So it's like, I don't know. I don't feel confident. That doesn't make me feel confident about her. And the fact that she's losing Kat is bad for her game. Because that was a ride or die for her. And at that point, she had both Jackson and Kat working for her. And now, it's just her and Jackson, power couple. Which leaves a big target on her back. And she doesn't have Kat on the other side kind of being like, hey, Holly's fine. Holly, let's work with her. And kind of bridging that gap. Instead, she doesn't have that. And it's up to her to handle that on her own in those relationships. So, I mean, we'll see how it goes. But it is, not... I don't feel as great about Holly's position in the game going into the next week as I did last week, where I was really confident. So yeah, I'm going to give her a six.
Yeah. By the way, Andrew in the chat said that, you know, Tommy really wants to keep Holly. He really wants to work with her. He trusts her. And that's certainly true. And Tommy carries a lot of weight in this house. But like I said to Andrew in the chat, the problem is that's only good for the here and now. You know, yeah, that will keep her safe for a few weeks. And Jack
can change by the end of the week.
Yes, exactly. That as well. And like Holly and Jackson need to recognize that the current trajectory of the game is not good for them. They need to change the status quo. They need to recognize that they need to pull in Cliff and Nicole and get some sort of thing going with the four of them and say, look, we're going to work together because those four are obviously working together. I mean, they're probably dumb enough to trust Jessica. And I don't even know what Jessica would do if they proposed something like this. Probably she probably wouldn't. I don't know. I can't predict Jessica, but the four of them at least could do something in this game. But is she going to run back to, you know, the six shooters once Kat is out of the game? I feel like there's a chance she might. And I don't want to see that. I don't feel like Jackson would, but I feel like she might.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you pay attention to my ratings here, it's, I've been flip-flopping between Holly and Tommy for the last couple of weeks. Holly was up, you know, 2 weeks ago. Tommy was up and Holly was down because Holly had her HOH and she really missed an opportunity. But then Jess pulled out a win and the game flipped on its head and Holly went up to the top and Tommy went down to the bottom. And now this week it's happening again because Tommy pulled out a win and it's flipping back. And I think Holly's in a really bad spot. Christy, Sis, Nick, they all want Holly gone. They want Holly and Jackson both gone after Christy, after Kat. And that's really bad for Holly. I was going to give her a four heading into the roundtable this week. I felt like she's going on the block next to Jackson next week unless they win, and she could easily go home there. However, the one saving grace that she has, in my opinion, is what Brent, you just brought up, is that Tommy mentioned today when they brought him the Cliff deal, he was like, oh, I don't love the Cliff deal. I still trust Holly. I still want to work with Holly. We just need to get out Kat and Jackson first. Then we can bring Holly in. That tells me that Holly does have legs in the game. And she still is in a lot of danger heading into next week that, you know, if they don't win, then it's Jackson and Holly on the block. And if Jackson wins the veto, then, Holly. But if she survives that, she still has maneuverability, I do think. And that's good for her. Having lost both of her allies, it puts her in the Nick spot, and I think she's a much more capable player than Nick is. So I think she has potential there. But then also there is the worry that if she does get power, that she does the wrong thing with it, like she did the last time she was in power. So I'm definitely not willing to be high on her game, but that connection with Tommy is definitely a saving grace. And so I gave her a five this week. I think that she can recover, but it's not looking great. So I'm right in the middle here with Holly. The audience, though, agrees with you guys. They actually went up on Holly from last week. Last week, they gave her a five. This week, they gave her a six.
They like her more. She's fighting for, you know, her side is fighting for more of what we want to see. Jackson has become more tolerable in many people's eyes, and thus Holly isn't suffering as much for her association with him. So.
And there is still the chance that, again, I don't think this vote is guaranteed by any means. There's definitely still a chance that Kat stays in this game. And if that happens, Holly is back to her prime position, in my opinion. And Tommy's probably back down to a lower position. We're going to just keep shifting those two. All right. So let's talk about Cliff. Cliff got straight sixes from us last week. Let's start with the audience. The audience has gone down on Cliff. They gave him a six last week. This week, they gave him a five. He is on the block, so that's, I guess, appropriate. Maybe even more so. Who knows? But Melissa, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I mean, this has been kind of a tough one because I think that, you know, Cliff has been playing this week really well. He's telling people exactly what he needs to say. He's making new relationships. He's seems to be going into next week in a better position than he was last week. He's on the block. I mean, there's a chance he goes home. There's a chance that none of this positioning and new alliances or anything like that like means anything, because it's totally possible that he's gone. And not to mention, I mean, there's another thing to contend with, which is the injuries. I mean, on the one hand, it's good because people are talking and saying, you know, oh, you know, he has these injuries. He's no threat to us, you know, whatever. But at the other hand, he has these injuries and can't quite compete in things. So it's tough for me because the way he has played this week, I want to continue giving him a good score of a six, but at the same time, he's on the block and could go home. So I don't know if I feel comfortable giving him such a high rating when there's a chance he goes home, even though I do feel like his gaming ability is good. So I'm going to go to a five. Just because there's a chance.
Yes.
I hope not, but there's a chance.
I'm becoming more and more convinced that Cliff is, in fact, one of the more capable players in the house, if not the most capable player in the house. Just went in with a lot of, you know, disadvantages being so much older than the rest of the house guests. If not for that, I think he would be an extremely dangerous player. That said, you know, I love the way he's played this week. I think he played it perfectly with Tommy. He's been playing it perfectly with Nick and Christy and Sis. And there have been a lot of different ways that things could have gone wrong for him this week, but he is able to recognize when a plan is not working or shouldn't work, or he should abandon it, and he immediately abandons it and goes to something else. And his deal that he made a few weeks ago is paying off in spades. Everyone thinks his word is absolutely golden in the house, and that is so huge for him. And really, there was a lot of foresight involved in that plan. He knew this was a result of that. So there are a lot of really good things to like about Cliff's game. However, there are two major things I do not like about Cliff's game. One is that he's on the block and he might go home this week.
Oh, yeah. You don't like that?
Yeah. Two is that I still have trouble finding an end game scenario where he comes away with the win. I think the only person who's willing to take him to the final two is Nicole. So he has to get there with Nicole in the final three, and she has to win and take him, and then he probably beats her. It's a really, really tough road there. And the reason being, injuries or no, it's very, very difficult to see him winning that final three competition, either the endurance or the very physical, like, climby one. Certainly the injuries make it even more difficult for him. And, you know, he did do decently in the first HOH where he had to hang on. So maybe he could do okay in the endurance, depending on who he's competing against. But it's a really rough road. It's a really rough road to say he needs to win that final three HOH to take himself to the final two. I think that's going to be very difficult for him. And I don't think there's a single soul in the house other than Nicole that's even willing to entertain the thought of taking him to the final two. So that's my other big issue with Cliff's game. So I'm going to give him a four this week. I feel like that's about as high as I can go on Cliff, given all the great work he's done and how much faith I have in him as a player, given his current position and end game trajectory. Brent, what do you think?
Yep, I was at a six last week, and I'm also going down to a four this week. There's still a good chance that he could go home, and I share Taryn's fear that there is no real way that Cliff can get to the end of the game. Obviously, if he gets to the end of the game, I think he wins, but getting there seems almost impossible right now. Also, you have somebody like, when, I don't know if anybody's talking about this, but Jackson on the episode, when they were talking about, you know, oh, does America hate us or not, Jackson was like, well, you know, if they were voting for who they love, they would have voted for Cliff, which tells me that the house guests really feel that way about Cliff, which is not good, that everybody just loves you and recognizes that you're a good person. They're gonna want to get you out of the end of the game. And also, here's the tea: the best player who's currently in the house is Tommy, and he doesn't trust Cliff. He trusts his word, but he doesn't want to take him anywhere near the end of the game, because he knows that he's a fan of the show just like himself, and he needs to be aware of that. So I feel like Tommy doesn't want to get snowed by Cliff. And so because of that, I'm going to give him a four.
I will say this. I think that, you know, with Cliff giving his word to Team Manifest, if Cliff goes back on his word and really makes them very angry, how could he? He swore on his family. He's a monster. He's a Judas. I think that would be fantastic for his game.
Oh, yes.
Because I think that people would start to consider taking him to the final two because he maybe is so hated in the house. And I feel like that won't hold as much weight in the jury house as they might think it will in the house. So I think that's really like the road he should try to go down if he can.
No, wait. I agree with you that that's exactly, I've talked about this before, that this kind of player, like, it's like Karen in Big Brother Canada. You have to get dirty. You have to get in there and get dirty and really piss some people off in order for people to really, like, sort of look past the fact that you're a likable presence. I know there was a different outcome with Karen, but like Jerry and Big Brother US 10, you have to make people think that they have a chance against you in the end if they take you. And right now, I don't think anybody thinks that they have a chance against Cliff.
Yeah, Dan with the replacement nominee roulette. Hey, look, guys, look how hated I am.
Yeah,
take me to the end.
Right. By the way, Daniel Hogg, I believe, is in the chat, and he has given his dad a 10. So we will not count that for the official ratings, though. Yeah.
One of the 15 people who gave Cliff a 10 this week.
That is.
I do like, not that I'm calling him like Cliff Giesling or anything like that, but I will say that, you know, that was Dan's strategy, which was to you know, build trust and, you know, have people believe, you know, he's an honest, trustworthy guy who will keep his word in the beginning so that he could then, you know,
stab Ollie in the back.
Yeah, pull off a big move in the end and have people believe him.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know if necessarily that's what Cliff is doing, but it is a strategy. And if that is his intention, that'll be really impressive.
Like, as I said, Melissa, if he leaves this game with his word is still good, I'm going to be so disappointed. Like, I need to see the second half of the story. I need to see where he turns around and burns them. Doesn't even tell them they're going up on the block. Their pictures come up on the memory wall and they're like, how dare he? Like, he gave us his word. And like, it would just be glorious.
I feel like there's a chance, like, I feel like, you know, there's a chance that he goes home with like, his word is still good if he doesn't get that option, that he doesn't get that ability to do it, which, like, okay, I can understand that. That's like fine if he doesn't get the opportunity to do it. Like, I will not be like, awful player, terrible, whatever. But if he gets the opportunity to do it and then doesn't take it, I'm going to be upset.
Yes. I will say, though, Brent, I think if he does it, he'll do it like, hey, look, Tommy, it's nothing
he's
personal.
Not gonna do it like,
he's going to say it ahead of time. And like, he doesn't have the showmanship that Dan does, unfortunately, but I do think he's capable of making the move itself.
By the way, Andrew in the chat points out that Cliff told Ika in the preseason interviews that he wants to do what Vanessa did to Austin at the final five.
No, that's
with Austin going out of the house without wearing any shoes on. So by blindsiding him. So I'm hopeful. I really am, but he's got to win HOA.
I'm pretty sure Cliff is the guy that says, 500K buys a lot of I don't give a damn.
That's true. So don't give a damn, Cliff. We need, like, that could wash away a lot of your sins, Cliff. You can win an HOH and nominate Tommy and Christy. Come on.
Yeah.
Or Daniel in the chat. Daniel, do you think your dad will make a move like that? Do you think he will stick with his word the whole time, or do you think he's going to turn on them if it means a better position for him?
I feel like
well, last time, you know, Kelly was on Twitter saying that she felt like things would happen. And then
I agree. But I feel like that, like, he can't say it's too soon. Like, we're going to be down to the final
nine.
It's not
too soon anymore. Yeah.
Not too soon anymore. Like, that was like, what, final 13 when he did that with Bella. So, you know, come on, it's final nine. You're going to it would be your second HOH.
Well, I will say this.
Daniel responded. He said, absolutely, he'll betray them.
There you go. I will say this. I think that it does behoove Cliff to allow Jackson and Holly to take an HOH first, maybe take the first strike. And then, you know, maybe then the next week take a shot. Because, again, I do feel like there is potential danger there. If Cliff does win the very next HOH and Cliff takes out, say, Christy, then I think at that point, Jackson and Holly definitely reunite with Tommy, with Cliff as the main enemy between the two of them, and that would be very dangerous. So you know, I obviously, though, if he has the opportunity, sometimes you just gotta go for it. But if he sees the slip inside, he should be like, Jackson, please.
Oh yeah.
All right, so let's talk about
if it's slip inside, I think Jackson will
He should. He should.
But
he
does. Anybody but Nick, honey.
His ankle was hurting him after the OTEV, so that's not great. I think Holly, though, has a decent shot. Unfortunately, though, I think Sis might also have a decent shot. She's a soccer player. She's very athletic. But there really aren't like a ton of tall people.
I'm listening to that.
Other than Jackson. All right.
Yeah, I'm like, I was all like, oh yeah, Jackson will win it. And now I'm like, oh God, no, it's H-O-H.
Let's talk about Jackson. Last week I gave him a 5. I was the highest on Jackson. And for a while now I've been like, you know, I feel like Jackson has a decent chance here, but Kat going home is definitely a big blow to Jackson's game. Especially the way that he's been isolating himself. He is maintaining his connection to Tommy, but unfortunately he has not worked hard enough to keep Christy happy. He has not worked hard enough to keep Nicole and Jess happy. And he's really just letting Holly run his game, which has been very bad for Jackson. Very good if you don't like Jackson, in my opinion. I gave him a 5 last week, but I am much lower on Jackson now than I was before. I think he has now, especially with Kat leaving, he is now the bigger target between himself and Holly, and that's not good for him. He needs to be the person to take shots and be the person out in front from this point forward, and that's not a great place to be. I still think he could win the game if he made it to the final two, but his chances of getting to the final two are severely diminished with Kat going home this week, if Kat goes home this week. So I went down from my 5 to a 3 for Jackson, joining Melissa and the audience from last week. But Melissa, have you changed from last week?
It's very hard because, you know, I actually feel better about his gaming ability now than I did before. However, I don't feel good about his position. So I feel like it's one of those things where I'm like weighing the two, and I want to, with his gaming ability and what he sees he has to do to get himself further, and the fact that he's not just like blindly following Tommy, Christy, blah, 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 like he seemed used to be doing, I want to give him a high score or a higher score than I did before. However, I feel like his positioning is really not great with Kat leaving, and the fact that he is basically being left in the house with just Holly as his ally. And I don't see a situation necessarily where Jackson fully fits in again with Christy and Tommy. Even if him and Holly are like, you know what we got to do, we got to get back in with them. And even if Tommy and Christy are like, yeah, sure, come on in with our group, I feel like Jackson's first to go out of that. Like, they don't trust him.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't feel great about his position, but I feel better about his gaming ability than I did before. So I do feel like that kind of evens it out. So it keeps my score the same at a 3.
Okay, well, I can say, so I went from a 5 last week to a 3 this week. The audience last week gave Jackson a 3, and this week the audience gave Jackson a 5. So we completely flip-flopped, me and the audience. Me and the audience really not on the same page this season. that's an interesting result there. Brent, where do you fall on this one?
Yeah, I'm going to go down on Jackson. Audience, I'm sorry, I'm not with you. He was rated a 4 last week by myself, and I really want to give him a 2, but I feel like the producers know, like, I got my tinfoil hat on. I just feel like Slip and Slide's coming up. I feel like he's going to win. So I do feel like that he'll be able to change the trajectory of the game. So I don't feel like it's a 2. I feel like it's a 3 because I do think that he has a lot of win equity at the end. And also, he takes solace in the fact that the audience sort of hates him. Although, ironically, I feel like if that vote was held this week, he would not be in the top 3 of the most hated house guests. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for that, because he's hating on the person that most of us really dislike on the show, and that's Christy. And also, like, I appreciated the fact that he recognizes that they were not the people that we liked the most. They were the people that we liked the least. And it's like, okay, if you control yourself, then I'll buy into your shtick a little bit. So I know someone on Twitter said that some people feel like that Jackson is acting better, that he's on better behavior, but they said that's only because things have been going his way. They want to see what happens when, like, you know, his ass is up on the block next to Holly next week with a Christy HOH. I'm hopeful that his behavior continues to improve, but I'm not especially that hopeful, but considering some of the stuff that people reminded me that he has said all season. So, well, we'll see. But his position in the game is terrible. And, like, as somebody in the chat said, he's got to win HOH, period, end of story.
But I feel like he hasn't had his way. Like, I feel like things have been going poorly for him. And when it was going his way, I feel like he was worse. And
well, he was on the block. Yeah, he was on the block and he stayed. And then he wasn't targeting one safety, so he didn't have to worry this week at all.
I think it's more that, like, I think he feels like he's hit a groove. He's able to eat as much as he wants. I think that, like, the game became much more black and white for him when the big blow up happened. He knows exactly who he hates and who he trusts, and he doesn't have to worry about anything else. He just has to worry about Holly, and he's just letting Holly take the reins. I think he's concerned that he is being portrayed as overbearing, and so he is being very, very conscious to be like, Holly, anything you want, you make the decision, it's totally up to you. And so and that's what I meant by, like, he's letting Holly right. take the reins of his game, and I think that he's enjoying that in terms of, like, how that's going to portray be his portrayal on the show and the edit, but it's not the best for his game, in my opinion.
By the way, just really quickly, totally aside from the ratings, when in the history of Big Brother has anybody ever had, like, whatever they wanted in the house? Like, the producers just, like, throw as much fucking watermelon in there as he needs. He's like a hungry, hungry hippo. Like, seriously, like, how do I get this gig where I go in the Big Brother house, can cheat on have-not rules left and right, which apparently they've given up on have-nots. They didn't even have them this week, and there was no explanation why. And then when he's not have-not, he gets whatever he wants in the house. Like, everything he talks about wanting when he was a have not, they now have provided plenty of in the house. Like, it's beyond me how, like, I'm almost so starting to buy into the conspiracy theory that his mom is like filed a lawsuit against
CBS. That's so out of the blue. There's no merit to that rumor.
I just don't understand.
That was really expensive. I would be like, okay, yeah, I see it. But it's watermelon. Watermelon's like 13 cents a pound.
But they don't get what they want. Like, if I care about people that's for other things in the house, they don't
They're
get
definitely
it.
Catering to him, yes.
Yes, thank you. They are. Like, why are they catering to him? I don't understand it.
Yeah, but didn't they used to give Frankie, like, a bunch of, like, nice slabs of tuna every day? Like, and salmon?
I think what it comes down to is that, like, production pretends to be, like, hard. Like, they pretend they have control over you. But if you fight back enough, production doesn't have that much control. Like, there's only so much they can do. They're not going to kick you out of the show. They don't want to have to do a penalty nomination or anything like that. They don't want to try and mess with taking away your stipend. So if buying a few extra watermelons, makes Jackson happy-go-lucky and much easier to edit on the show and is much less controversial, I think from the production standpoint, it's like that's an easy price to pay.
All right. Well, I guess.
Yeah.
It boggles my mind, people. I just can't.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about Sis. Let's talk about Sis.
Where's my paddle?
Yeah, I already know what I'm gonna say. She's a one.
It's a one. Like, can we literally move on? Yeah, like, this is terrible. Like,
I have nothing to say.
Freaking terrible. She tried to throw a competition and she couldn't even succeed at that.
But why did she even, like, and, like, the fact that she was even trying to throw a competition where you know the result is you're gonna go on the block. It's not like, oh, well, you throw the veto so you just don't get the veto. She was going to be on the block. Like, oh my God, can it get even any worse? They're just like, okay, forget it. She's done. She's a one.
I know there are people who are like, oh, well, Jack might vote for her if she gets to the end of the game. No, I there's no way that anybody votes for her. No way. No way. No, no.
Well,
no,
I can, no. I can say that the audience did go with a two for Sis. I'm going in a different direction though.
Really?
Oh,
let me just. I was going through the scenarios tonight, as I said, and I was looking at, like, okay, what if Team Manifest does make it to the end? What if Tommy though gets sniped out somewhere? Maybe Tommy goes out at five.
That just randomly happens, people.
Right? You know, final four veto. Nicole wins it and takes out Tommy because he's the biggest threat in the game. Now, you know, the final three is you know, Nick, Nick, Sis, and Nicole. And Nick is also good at these question competitions. He's also, you know, a fairly physical player in the house. What if Nick wins that final three HOH and he takes Sis to the end? And I was counting votes and I was looking at, I think Jack votes Sis over Nick, Tommy, Christy, crap, Jess is not voting. Oh my God, that's four votes. I'm looking at four pretty solid votes for Sis over Nick.
This is like worst case scenario.
I feel like Sis can win this game, guys, is what I'm saying.
I mean, I would probably give up on the show.
Right?
I just feel like, yeah, that would be it. Like,
she doesn't care about the game.
She doesn't care at all. Like, it'd be different if it was like, okay, she's kind of annoying or whatever, but like, she's trying real hard. But she doesn't, she just wants to leave. She doesn't want to be there. She wants out. Like,
I do feel like that your suggestion, I will say, Bobby, on the show today, when you were talking about they should tell Sis that really play up the fact that Kat's going to be in jury with Jack. Like, that tells you all you need to know about Sis's game, and that might work. Come on, like, this is terrible. Like, we're really in a bad spot here with this girl.
Yeah, just give her a score so we can move on.
Look, I just wanted to point it out. I think that she can, like, judging different situations, I think against Nick, she has a real shot to win. I think even against somebody like Christy that people might be bitter against, Sis has a chance to win. And those are two people that she is pretty likely to sit next to in the end. I think that both of them would take her if Tommy's not there. She is one of the more likely people to be sitting in the final two, just hands down, regardless of the outcome. Even if Team Manifest doesn't make it all the way to the end, I think, you know, Nicole would take her there. I think Nicole could probably beat Sis, but that's also not a guarantee. It's something to consider. You know, for a long time, I was giving Sis fours because I felt like she was in the prime goat spot. I think she is once again in that prime goat spot. I still feel like she's not very likely to win. I'm not going to go all the way up to the top goat spot, but I am going to give her a three. I feel I'm feeling like Sis is a lock for final at least five, and I don't think she's drawing dead in the jury. So
I like Team Squad's response in the chat. Taryn has a big imaginations. Thank you. That's exactly
right. I hope it's just imagination.
Me too, guys. Look, next. I was surprised when I thought, oh, I think Nicole can win. I think Nicole actually really could win. And then when I realized Sis can win also, I was like, oh my God, what have I done? What have I done?
All right. Well, put it back.
Everybody can win.
Take it back.
All right. Let's talk about Nick. We got fours from us last week. Brent, you gave him a five. You were the highest on Nick last week. Where do you stand on Nick this week?
I'm going to give him a four. I'm not as pleased with his performance this week, even though he is making what I perceive to be the correct decision in going with that side of the house. He's still trying to play the middle a little bit, even though he said he doesn't want to play the middle, but he still is trying to play it a little bit, and I don't feel like he does it particularly well. He has a few people who would actually target him if they want HOH. I feel like Jessica would target him. I'm not even sure that Holly might not go after him. If Holly gets scared and doesn't want to go after Tommy and Christy, Nick is sitting there as a ripe option. So I don't feel great about his decision making or his gameplay or even his social ability in the house. And I think he'd lose a jury vote at the end. So it's a four.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a four as well, because I, you know, like you said, I agree. He's in a decent position. However, this middle position could be a good position, but he doesn't play it right. He talks way too much for someone who's trying to play both sides. I think if you're playing both sides, the best thing you could do is just listen, and kind of go back and forth, maybe nod your head in agreement, go along with whatever they're saying. But he just volunteers too much information and people compare notes, and that's what's going to happen, and he's going to be in trouble. So I just don't feel like he's doing such a great job. And I also don't feel confident about his, his strategy and gameplay, because, you know, I don't necessarily think that he's being completely strategic in some of his decisions. Like, for example, taking Sis, like wanting to keep Sis around. I think it's because he likes her. And I don't think that it has anything to do with the fact that he thinks he can beat her or anything like that. Like, I think that's like a bonus, but I think that he bases a lot of his decisions on whether or not people are going to bring Sis along, which is bizarre. I don't feel too confident with Nick. So that's that.
Yeah. I think Nick has done a good job of bringing this six together of himself, Tommy, Christy, Sis, Cliff, and Nicole. It's impressive how well he's managed to do it and get what he wants in this week and moving forward in the game. The problem is that what he wants is not good for him.
Yep.
Yeah. He's accomplishing his goals, but his goals are wrong.
Yeah. So that's a big caveat there is that it's a lot easier to accomplish something if you're not the one that reaps the benefits. It's a rough spot. And when I look at Nick's end game, maybe he could beat Nicole, but I only if he like really just takes her all the way there and he doesn't plan on taking her. He plans on taking Tommy or Sis first, in my opinion. I don't think he can beat Cliff. I don't think he can beat Tommy. Like I said, I feel like Sis actually has a real, real good shot at beating him. I think she has 4 votes locked in. So how does he win the game? Maybe against Christy, if people really are bugged about Christy. I could see that maybe being the case, but it's tough. Even if everything goes according to how he wants it to go, he's in a really, really bad spot. And I don't see how he wins this thing in that spot. So I went with a 3, and I can tell you the audience felt the same way.
Too bad, Nick. Yeah. It's so funny because out of everybody, I really want him out the most, like even more than Christy. But I recognize that taking him out really isn't going to change the game. And I hope the other house guests recognize that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there you go. That's what we have for you in the Stockwatch today. That's what we have. We asked the audience how they liked the episodes this week. Last week it was at a 7.3. This week people much further down, but not nearly as low as they used to be. 5.9, nearly making a 6 rating in the episodes. That's pretty good for a week where the outcome is pretty disappointing. 5.5 for the feeds. And 4.8 overall for the season. So really hovering around that average point, which I think is pretty fair. How do you would rank the players from your favorite to your least favorite? No major changes here. It's Nicole out in front, but with a much smaller margin of a lead. Like I said, people are starting to turn on Nicole a little bit. Not super pleased with how she is handling Nick and the fact that she's voting Kat out. Cliff is in number 2 and Kat there in the number 3 spot. Holly is still number 4, same as last week. But Jess has fallen from her 5th spot. Tommy actually took her spot there in number 5. That was that surprised me.
Yeah, that surprised me too. I'm like Jessica over Tommy, and people actually voted for him. Like that tells you Jessica's really annoying the shit out of the fans.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So then we have after Jess, Jackson, 4th from last. He's that's going to be number 7.
Yep. Like I said before, I tweeted out earlier today because I have found myself also enjoying Jackson more in the house. I feel like he's able to laugh at himself a little bit more. I haven't seen him being as problematic. And basically, I just wanted to know, like, is this warranted? And like I'm 44 years old. I don't remember everything that happened like the first 4 weeks of the house. It feels like ancient history, especially when you're watching the feeds every day. So I tweeted out and had some people tweet me back some things that he has said and done over the course of the season. And a lot of it's really not good. It's not good, not pretty, misogynistic, racial undertones to some things. So I am heartened that he is better. But on the other hand, he had a heads up from the diary room that, hey, your behavior isn't looking great right now. And so you might want to change things. So there's that. If only everybody had a heads up like that. We'll see.
I think also the fact that he recognizes it and is kind of like playing into the whole like, no, America hates us. Like people respond well to, you know, self-reflection and people being understanding their position, whereas people don't respond well to like, we're the good guys. We're
That's true. That's why we hated the friendship. Yeah,
right. Exactly. So I think that's part of the reason why people are liking him a lot more. I think that if Jackson went in the diary room and was like, thanks, America, like, I know you voted for me because you love me, we would all hate him still. So the fact that he is, you know, reflecting on himself and is like, okay, yeah, America hates me, like, okay, and he's really the only one to recognize that, it makes you like him more.
By the way, someone just posted this, and I got this answer a lot. Mindy says in the chat, he wanted to break up with Holly because she wouldn't have sex with him on the feeds. Come on, people. This is just my personal opinion. This real tea, you guys. But I never was mad at Jackson for wanting to break up with Holly about that. Like, I was mad at him for how he treated her after that. But I have been of the opinion since the start of this relationship that these two young people are using each other for sex. Period. End of story. And the fact that Holly is back with Jackson, I feel like she has to take some ownership of that as well. She doesn't have to take ownership of the fact that he treated her like that. But on the other hand, she did go back to him and she seems fine with using him in the game. Huh?
Do you think she's using him for sex? Because I don't think he is.
Yeah.
I think she likes him. And I think that's why she kept going back to him when he was treating her so terribly.
I'm with Melissa on this one.
She's okay. So they've continued having sex since then. She apparently has no problem with it, and she knows how he treated him, and she's still apparently fine with it.
Or she's doing that because she feels like that's the only way he will be with her.
Yeah, maybe. You have the information in front of you about how he treats you, and then you go back to him. So I have trouble.
It happens every day in real life.
That's fine, but I'm just having trouble totally placing.
So none of us will know. Like, none of us know Holly's internal motivations, you know. But like,
and there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. Like, I would love to use somebody for sex. That's fine.
I mean, from my perspective on this, I do feel like Holly likes him. I do feel like she still feels the same way about not wanting to have sex on the feeds, but I feel like she feels like he demonstrated that he's not going to be with her.
And my opinion on that is, I don't mean to interrupt you, I apologize, but like, it's not, that wasn't what it was about in my eyes. It wasn't about the fact that he was breaking up with her because she didn't want to have sex with him on the feeds. It was about he was breaking up with her because she was fighting herself between how she really wants to be, which is like just having sex with him whenever she wants, and the perception that she wants America to see of her. So I feel like that's where the real rubber meets the road was in this discussion. And anyway, I don't mean to bring up all of Jackson's sins, but the fact that people keep going back to that, I'm like, yeah, but Holly's still with him, so like, are we really going to put that much faith in that? I'm sure I'm going to get some tweets about that.
I feel like, you know, a lot of people stay with people that they are mistreated by, not necessarily
that's true, a lot of vulnerable people too.
Yeah. Right. And when you, it doesn't mean that she's not a strong woman or anything like that. It just means that, like, you know, sometimes you make decisions that maybe are not in your best interest,
which is why I feel like she's using him in the game. Like, I feel like she's using him for sex and using him in the game. But we'll see eventually what the real issue is of this.
All right. I will say again, I'm with Melissa on this one for sure. So Christy, Nick and Sis is going to be dead last here. Nick and Sis at the bottom of the favorite list. People very much in agreement. Kat was the right person for Tommy to target this week. How do you feel about the field trip now that it's over? Some people went back a little bit up on the field trip, but still very negative. 38 out of 100. Very, very failing grade there for the field trip twist. And then about 75% of people do want Kat to be evicted this week over Cliff. So a fairly significant number there.
I'm sorry. I was laughing because Riff Raff in the chat said, when I said this is where the rubber nut meets the road, he's like, Brent, they're not using the rubbers in the house. That's true. They're not.
He hasn't used any of those since the whatever administration.
The Bush administration.
Yeah. So I did forget to catch up with the leaderboard here, though I don't see any significant changes actually in the leaderboard. This was not a great week for people on the in the stock watch. Very few people, I think, made money.
If you bought Christy, you made
Christy. So Blacksite, who runs the Reddit Stockwatch, he also is playing in the Discord, and looks like maybe a bit of a jump there for Blacksite with Christy. But most people went down this week, so
sold Tommy, but then I decided against it.
Oh, Tommy would have given you a real good bump.
So I kept him, and so I still have.
You only had 10 shares, though.
Okay, whatever, Taryn. Jeez, you take away my one win.
Melissa,
you're really bad at it.
You're in 62nd place now. That's like, that's pretty good.
Oh my God.
I would like to know where I am at.
Brent, you're 40th.
Amazing. Okay.
Fabulous.
Wow. I'm still in the, around hovering here in the top 25. Still hurting from that mistake I made with Tommy last week. Not
by the way, Taryn, you also went all in with Holly this past week.
I did.
Yeah, I did too.
I went on Holly and did not. The second Tommy won, I was like, oh, that's bad. But then Christy might have gone home, and that would have been great. But then not the case. Yeah, and now
Vito was everything. I almost tweeted out to people. I'm like, if this Vito goes the wrong way, I'm dropping Holly's score and raising Tommy's score. You know, in the reverse, obviously, if the Vito our way. So it's all about one competition. Sometimes that's on a knife's edge.
That's how it goes.
Yep.
All right. So that's what we have there. I did forget to put the who is Jack going to vote for in the jury question in there. So next week we'll have Jack and whoever else comes out of the house will predict where their jury votes are going to fall. Right now, I feel like Jack is his number one is going to be Jackson, in my opinion. Jackson or Tommy. I doubt they're going to be there together. So I don't have to choose. I think Sis is up there. I think Christy is kind of a weird one there for Jack. I don't think he's loving Christy, but I think he would absolutely vote for Cliff, for Nicole, if Nicole wins some competitions. Nick, maybe, given certain circumstances, but we'll talk that through in more detail next week. Anything else, guys, that you wanted to bring up?
Alexander brings up in the chat that you are in, Taryn, you're in the top 25, not the top 20.
I thought that's what I said.
Oh, I think maybe somebody else thought you were in the top 20, but I just want to make that clear. You're in the top 25.
Yes, I am currently 24th.
So great.
I think I was previously 25, and I think I managed to go up one spot.
Who is in the lead? Is it still the same person?
It is still Aleskame.
Aleskame, you dog.
Yes, wow. With Blue Tortoise in second and Noodles in third. They did not move. I don't think any of them moved this week. They went in on Cliff, Jackson, and Nick. I'm surprised they didn't go down. I guess Nick was a safe buy. They're all the same.
Yeah, Nick, like, whatever.
All right. So any final thoughts? We need a hashtag in the chat.
We have one. We already have one. I have decided. It's what it is. It's Oh Whatever Taryn. Hashtag Oh Whatever Taryn. Like, if you type it out for him so he sees it, guys. I feel like that's the best one. But if you guys pick something else,
because I said to you, whatever, Taryn.
Oh, with the sis talk.
Taryn.
Yeah, when you said that. You only had 10 shares of Tommy.
Yeah, when you told me I only had 10 shares of Tommy, you rubbed in my face after I finally got a win.
I was expecting that. I thought you were saying you had gone all in on Tommy.
Do you think I ever go all in on anything in the stock watch? I'm like,
well, I figured at some point you'll eventually do it.
I'm with you, Taryn. I feel like eventually at some point she would.
Maybe I'll surprise you guys.
Yeah, well, let us know when that happens. They have typed it out for you in the chat.
All right. Oh, whatever, Taryn, is the hashtag. Make sure you find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. We have a lot of fun on there. You can also, as I mentioned, find the Taryn Show shirt. I will tweet out the link as soon as this podcast is over. Find it on Twitter @ArmstrongTaryn. I will also soon put one of those buttons on Twitch. If you go to my Twitch page, there should be a button to the store where you can purchase one of those. Very appreciative if you do. If you do, send me a picture of it, and I will thank you personally. If you wear it to the show in September in New York, then I will thank you in person and be very grateful that you're sporting the Taryn Show shirt. So you, like I said, Armstrong Taryn on Twitter, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong on Twitch. Brent. Anything you're up to?
Anything I'm up to? Am I up to anything? I don't think so. I'm going to New York next month. I announced that, and I'm excited about it. Please come up and say hi. I'm always telling people that even though the podcast continues to grow, I'm just a guy. I'm a fan with a microphone in front of my face who just yaps like you all do from my couch.
I'm just a guy in a house.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out who flipped. Melissa, you can find her at It's Melissa 3 A's. What are you up to these days, Melissa?
Oh, you know, working, living life, traveling. The good
but
stuff.
Not to New York shows.
Unfortunately, not to New York show at this point. I don't even know what's the date of the show. People in the chat.
September 12th.
We're hoping for a double eviction then, but I'm thinking it might be the week previous, but it could be the 12th though. We don't know.
Everyone should tweet at Rob and say that we need a LA show.
I agree.
I think there's enough people who would want to come, and we can get a lot of good guests because everybody who goes on Big Brother ends up moving to LA.
It's very true.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah.
All right. That's what we have for you. Thank you so much for joining us. For Brent and Melissa, I'm Taryn Armstrong. Hashtag whatever, Taryn. It's not like they know each other. We'll see you next time.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.